bunch of jokers and tokers who spend their lunch hacky sacking the sound garden.
Ooh!
The team presents the Jim Davis Show. Call or text the team line at 970-242-1340. Colorado sports leader, the team.
Rise and shine, welcome in. Welcome in, Jim Davis, along with the Buckeye Boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios. Most trusted name in automobiles. Busy show. Lots of high school baseball to talk about in hour one. Landon Wareham, coach of the Montrose Indians, and Grand Junction Tigers coach. Justin Little will join us this hour. They score off later today. First pitch at 4 o'clock. Our pregame at 3:45 on the Team Sports Network today, Grand Junction and Montrose in baseball. But I know you have a lot of thoughts about last night, the Avalanche game. You were watched or listened last night to Connor McGahee with the call. Cale Makar making an impact. First ever NHL game. Both Mark and I felt like, is there a need to rush him in?
I was with you guys there.
Hey, Sam Girard was out with the injury, but Cale Makar played like a seasoned vet last night. Scored the goal, got the assist from McKinnon.
He's got now more goals than he does regular season games.
Okay. As many.
Well, he's never played in the regular season.
Well, it's always regular season, yeah. But in any game, yeah, he's now.
I can't hear myself.
You can't hear yourself. I don't know how to fix that problem for you. I don't know. I can't fix your technical problems on your side. I'm not sure what to do to help you on that. But Cale Makar, first games last week, he was playing for UMass in the national championship game. And now Cale Makar, part of the Avalanche, and what a game last night for him. And you'll hear later on comment from Nathan McKinnon about how I love the moxie of the kid. First game and calling for the puck last night from Nathan McKinnon. Very impressive last night. As the Avalanche get the easy win over Calgary, 6-2 last night. Rockies are on a actual two-game winning streak. Antonio Cincitella just brought up, and since it was great last night against the Padres, 6 2/3, gave up the one run and a home run. But Rockies starting to get some power once again from Nolan Arenado, back-to-back games with a home run. And even Ian Desmond hit a home run last night as the Rockies get the win at San Diego. And that's impressive because the Padres have been playing really, really well as of late. So lots to get to on the program this morning. You can text us, Bob Scott RV Team text line, 970-242-1340. You can also call us on the Grand Junction Chrysler Team phone line. That is 970-242-1340. Later on this morning, 9 o'clock hour, it's Mav Day. Chris Hanks, coach of the Maverick baseball team, will join us. And the Mavericks, the number one team now in the collegiate baseball rankings. So they have moved up from number two to the number one spot. Also, Eric Kozel, the coach of the CMU softball team. They continue their winning ways after a weekend sweep. So we will talk about the games that they played this past weekend over at Bergman Field. So we will talk with Eric Kozel coming up later on this morning as well, right around 9:20 on the program. So the question today is brought to you by Qdoba Mexican Grill. It's always fresh, healthy, and delicious. Stop by your local Qdoba today for a bowl or a burrito with Russell Wilson getting his deal. Once again, this has been the last two contracts for Russell Wilson. It has come down to the 11th hour. It has come down to the waning hours, moments, minutes of getting a deal done. He had set the deadline midnight last night. And then he was not going to talk about a contract extension after that period of time. And so last night, the Seattle Seahawks getting the deal done. And normally, a franchise that's not big on giving a lot of guaranteed money, but they certainly wrote the check last night to Russell Wilson. Last night, Wilson, According to reports, the deal is a good one, a great one for him. $140 million over 4 years with a $65 million signing bonus. And so he'll make $35 million a year. It'll be the biggest contract in NFL history. So Russell Wilson getting his payday. And I was kind of waiting for today to see what's going to happen, because if they didn't make that deal happen, should the Broncos have jumped into that? Should they have tried to maybe go and trade for Russell Wilson? Well, now, point is moot because he's staying there.
Right.
But Wilson gets his money. The question we posed to you today with the Q-Double question of the day today, of the Colorado athletes, you know, Nolan Arenado would have been on this list, right, if he hadn't signed his recent deal.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Marquez would have been on this list if he had not signed his deal.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he inked one, too.
Yeah. So who's next? And this isn't just the Rockies. It's Broncos. It's Avs. It's Nuggets. Rockies. Who is the next Colorado athlete that deserves to get a payday?
I'm not entirely certain what his numbers are, but I think Jamal Murray, for me, would be the next guy to get the deal. I mean, Jokic has got the deal. Arenado's got the deal. Marquez has got the deal. There's no one really with the Broncos right now that I can foresee that really needs that deal. I mean, Philip Lindsay needs one more year to prove it to me. But right now, I would think Jamal Murray.
And I'm thinking it's Kyle Freeland. Yeah. Kyle Freeland's Jamal Murray, I'm not going to argue with you on that one, but I tend to think it's Kyle Freeland.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. So Kyle Freeland.
They've been
Freeland,
handing out some cash, so I forgot that Freeland didn't have his yet.
And I'm kind of hoping that they're going to have enough money for Kyle when that time rolls around, when it's time to re-up Kyle Freeland, who had, of course, a sensational year last year. This year, pretty much most of the Rockies, it's not been a great start.
Yeah, it's been icky.
So who's the next player, in your opinion, Colorado sports athlete of the four professional teams, which one do you think deserves to get a payday? Russell Wilson got his last night. Previously here in Colorado, Arenado, Marquez, they got theirs. Who is the next one, in your opinion, that needs to get a long-term deal? You can text us or call us, 970-242-1340. Love to hear your thoughts on that today. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Three of their five starters right now are making under $2 million this year combined. For Marquez, they still have his salary as the minimum, $565.
Right.
Freeland's there too, and Sensatella has $560. That's quite the bargain.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah,
you can live with that.
So, but Marquez is going to hop up there with his deal. So, yeah, Kyle Freeland. I don't know. I don't want to change mine so early in the show. I might change it later. Jamal Murray, $3.499 million right now, though.
Yeah, see, Freeland last year of his deal means arbitration eligible next year. So we are getting down to where 26 for mm-hmm. Kyle Freeland. The Rockies, who have already opened up the checkbook for Arenado and Marquez, will have to do the same for Freeland if they plan on keeping him going forward.
You could save $42 million by jettisoning Desmond Murphy, McGee, and Shaw, though.
Don't rule that out at some point in time. But hey, at least the Rockies have now won two in a row. So they got that going for them today.
Which is nice.
which is nice. They got that going for them today. All right, so any thoughts about the Rockies? Antonio Sensatella, they just called him up. He was great last night, went 6 2/3.
Really well, yeah.
Yeah, had a great night last night. So text us or call us, 970-242-1340.
I kind of liked the fact it was a little bit of a pitcher's duel last night, because you could stay locked in on the Avs a little bit longer at a time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or of a greater stretch instead of having to just go back and forth.
Yeah, that's true. You could just kind of focus in and lock in on it because you knew that Sensatella was pitching great last night.
Mm-hmm.
And that lead you hoped was not going to get away from the Rockies.
Right. Brought in Estevez and Oberg. I'm like, okay.
And they were really
fine.
Good. They were really good last night, yeah.
He had some trouble. He had a little bit of trouble.
Estevez was good last night.
Yeah, Estevez was really good. Yeah. And then Wade Davis comes in. He walks a guy, gets a strikeout, gets the save. Because he worked out of Scott Oberg's trouble.
Right.
But, I mean, we talked about how Joey Lucchesi's, you know, kind of starting to pitch a little bit better, starting to turn a little bit of a corner for the Padres, and they kind of touched him up a little.
And he had pitched well against the Rockies previously.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, last night that was nice to see the Rockies go out and barrel up some baseballs on Joey Lucchesi last night. All right, I didn't really come up with a quick question today. So we had I don't know if I even want to roll this out.
Ah, sure.
Because it's nerdy. Game of Thrones, of course, premiered on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Final season of it. Game of Thrones, yes or no? Do you watch it? Do you not watch it?
That.
I've not watched it.
Will you ever watch it?
Ooh. I can't just come out and say no. Absolutely not. Maybe, but I'm probably not going to watch it until it finishes up.
Yeah, I probably got into it season 3. I had to go back and watch everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like the show. I'm not rabid about it.
Right.
I'm not just, know every single character's name. I know the majority of the major characters. You know, Jon Snow and the Stark family and all that. I like Game of Thrones. Yeah, so I say yes because I do like it. I was looking forward to the premiere on Sunday night. But I mean, there are people that's absolutely just insane
losing
about
their
it.
Mind.
Yeah, and I'm not a lose my mind guy about too many shows.
I saw the episode 9 teaser, and I kind of lost my mind a little bit for Star Wars.
Yeah,
that's Star Wars, Avengers.
Yeah, I'm
stuff like that.
I really like Game of Thrones, but I get more geeked up about the Avengers.
My nerd comes out when Endgame trailer comes on. Stuff like that.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, for me personally, I get more geeked up about watching Billions.
Yeah, you do.
With Damian Lewis. I love that show. I don't know why, but it's a lot of the kind of cultural reference stuff, things that they say that you just go, it's very quick in the dialogue.
Yeah.
And it's stuff that's like, no ordinary human being would probably talk like that. I remember the things that they remember.
It kind of strikes me like an Aaron Sorkin show.
It's very Aaron Sorkin. The pace is very quick. There's lots of music references, sports references, and they're just going bam, 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 and you're just going, damn, I wish I could be that quick, that clever all the time.
Right.
I wish as a normal human being I could be like that. And I like the Bobby Axelrod character, Damian Lewis, Band of Brothers, and
I like
Homeland.
Damian Lewis.
He's really good in it. He's really, really good at it. Paul Giamatti's great in it. They're both both great in it. And I like that show a lot. It's an entirely radically different show.
Oh, absolutely.
Than Game of Thrones, obviously. I also like Homeland, too, which, of course, Damian Lewis was in with Claire Danes. I like all of them, but I probably like maybe those two a little bit more than Game of Thrones.
I must have wandered into an episode of Homeland that was much farther along in the series. Because I was sitting there for like 10 minutes. I'm like, this is not at all what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, you need to probably go back
start
from the beginning on it. That would be my recommendation. So
that show actually interests me more than Game of Thrones.
Based on an Israeli TV series, actually. But, Homeland's great. I like that even probably more than Game of Thrones. But Game of Thrones, yes or no? That's our quick question today. Yes for me.
Oh, God, here we go again. Dork alert.
And which Colorado player should be the next one to get a long-term deal? Thoughts on the Avalanche's win last night? Can the Nuggets get it going tonight against the Spurs? Got to make some shots. Absolutely have to make some shots tonight.
The more I look back on that game Saturday night, the more positive I am about tonight. You know what I mean? They played awful. As a team, they were dreadful from the floor. They couldn't hit shots. Their rotations were bad. They just weird combinations of players on the court. And they still only lost by 5. You know what I mean? That gives me a little bit of positivity going into tonight's game.
If they don't turn it over as much as they did late in that game, missed shots late in that game, the Murray with a couple of turnovers, and then Murray misses the mid-range jumper. Yeah, I agree with you.
They make two more threes, they win that game.
As bad as they were from three-point range, as bad as they were shooting the basketball in that game, you have to believe that they are not going to be that bad again tonight.
They almost can't be that bad. They were 6 of 28 from 3 on Saturday.
Yeah, you don't get a whole lot worse than that.
If they're 8 of 28, they win.
They win that game. Yeah.
That's how decently they played on defense.
All right, so we'll have that game 6:35 tonight on the team. Let's get to
what's happening.
All right, start things off with Nathan MacKinnon tallied 2 power play goals, and rookie defenseman Cale Makar scored a goal in his first NHL game as the Avalanche stumped Calgary 6-2 last night at the Pepsi Center. MacKinnon scored 2 first-period goals and assisted Makar's goal just last week. Makar was playing for UMass in the NCAA National Championship game.
I thought I played okay. Got to definitely adjust the altitude here, but I know there's a lot of improvements that I can make and a lot of systematic things that I can work on as well.
Colorado leads the playoff series 2-1. Game 4 is tomorrow night in Denver, and the team sports network will have it starting at 7:35. Antonio Cincitello was outstanding in his first start of the season, and the Rockies 5-2 win at San Diego last night. Cincitello went 6 2/3 and gave up just 1 run in his first start of the season. Rocks third baseman Nolan Arenado homered for the 2nd straight game.
You know, 1 win is nice, but it's not a streak until you get 2, so it was nice to get a nice little win streak going, and against a good team that's playing well, so it was really nice.
Ian Desmond also hit a home run for Colorado as John Gray takes the mound tonight for the Rockies against the Padres. First pitch at 7:10. As we reference, the Nuggets square off against San Antonio tonight. Game 2 of that playoff series. You can hear it tonight on the team starting at 6:35 following coverage of Grand Junction of Montrose Baseball. 3:45 today from Canyon View. Former Mesa College and Kansas City Chiefs tight end Walter White has died. The 67-year-old White lost his battle to pancreatic cancer. White was originally drafted by Pittsburgh in 1975, but was traded to the Chiefs before the start of the season. He had 550 receiving yards in his rookie season and 808 yards the next year. White retired in 1979 and worked as an ambassador for the Kansas City organization. He was heavily involved in Colorado Mesa's annual football fundraising golf tournament. Grand Junction High golfer Britlin Odell shot a 2 over par 75 to win the Wildcat Invitational at Adobe Creek Monday. Battle Mountain's Maddie Bennett was 5 back of Odell with the Tigers' Jenna Greenlee 3rd. Florida Monument's Madison Mascarenhas and Montrose's Ashlyn Manuel tied for 5th. Grand Junction won the team title with Montrose 2nd, and Florida Monument Battle Mountain tied for 3rd. Palisade and Durango tied for 5th. The Colorado Mesa baseball team is now the number one team in the latest collegiate baseball poll. The Mavericks move from 2nd to the top spot after sweeping Adams State. CMU hosts New Mexico Highlands in a 4-game series that starts this Thursday, and the reason they're playing Thursday to start at the series is because of Easter Sunday. The team CMU Sports Network will have their Friday doubleheader starting at 12:45, and the CMU women's golf team is 2nd at the Maverick Invitational at the golf club at Redlands Mesa. Colorado Christian leads by 14 strokes. CMU's Ashlyn Kirshner is tied for 3rd after shooting, or is 3rd, excuse me, after shooting a 4 over 76. It wraps up today at Redlands Mesa, and that is a quick look at
what's happening.
All right, we will take a break. We'll come back, and coming up next, Montrose Indians baseball coach Landon Wareham joins the program on the Jim Davis Show on the team.
Call the Jim Davis Show on the Grand Junction Chrysler team line at 970-242-1340.
It's getting harder to take care of Mom. I don't know where to turn.
My son has high needs and we need more help. Where do I start?
Every day I'm there for him, but sometimes I need time for me.
Caregiving can be tough. Find the support you need. Call 1-844-265-2372 or visit coloradocaregiving.org. Your care may be super, but you're only human. Sponsored by the Colorado Respite Coalition, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You have a list of things. None of those things say, wander around a warehouse looking for somebody to help you. Nope, you have a list of things and Ace has them. From lawn and garden brands you trust. We also have local experts who make sure you get everything you need. Because at Ace, we have our own list, and great service is at the top.
For whatever you need to build it, fix it, grow it, or just get it done, see the Ace helpful folks at Co-op Country in Fruita, Palisade, or Nupla, or online at frutacoop.com.
Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Auto Parts with quality parts and Napa know-how. Napa Auto Parts can help keep your car on the road. It was a tale of two marathons yesterday up in Boston and a near photo finish, the closest since 1988. Kenya's Lawrence Torono outsprinted 2015 champion Lalisa Desisa of Ethiopia at the tape. Meantime, in the women's division, Worknesh Degefa became the third Ethiopian woman to win in the last 7 years. But unlike the contested men's finish, Degefa broke away early and ran alone for the final 20 miles. Last year's women's winner, American Desiree Linden, faded to finish fifth. The Star-Spangled Banner was played at the podium, however, as 20-year-old Daniel Romanchuk became the first American to win the men's wheelchair race since 1993. So congratulations to everyone who finished, including seven-time NASCAR racing champion, the great Jimmie Johnson. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Napa Know How. This month, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil plus a Napa Platinum Oil Filter for $21.98. That's a pretty unbelievable deal. But trust us, it's totally real, but only for a limited time. So get Napa Full Synthetic and a Napa Platinum Oil Filter for $21.98 today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General state pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 4/30/19.
Here's an unfortunate fact that applies to most financial advisors. They're not legally required to act in your best interest. Creative planning is different. Our certified financial planner practitioners are always a fiduciary, which means they're required by law to always act in your best interest. Call 866-CREATIVE or visit creativeplanning.com to learn more. Investment strategies recommended by Creative Planning are not assured of earning a profit or avoiding a loss in declining markets.
I moved here from Southern California about 6 years ago. One of my biggest concerns moving here was, am I going to be able to find a nice, honest, good garage? And I found Simpson Brothers. Simpson Brothers has done several repairs, big and small. They're honest. They tell me up front what it's going to cost. They go above and beyond to make sure I'm taken care of, my car's taken care of, and that I'll be safe on the road. It's the only place I will take my vehicles.
Simpson Brothers Garage. Your car's never had it so good.
Weather.
Chance for showers today. Delta and Grand Junction high around 68, 65 in Montrose. Chance for showers 46 overnight. Tomorrow becoming mostly sunny and 64. Sunny 67 Thursday. Good Friday, sunny and 75.
You know what really gets the party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue and you can use like anything as a ball. Cans, bottles, shoes.
Hey bro, toss me that avocado.
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Underage drinking and driving, the ultimate party foul. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Colorado Rockies baseball plays in the Grand Valley. 101 FM, 1340. The Team. The Jim Davis Show.
They've got to get a clue. But no one seems to be doing it.
On in Grand Junction, 101.1 and 1340, the Team Sports Network.
Welcome back, 725. Jim Davis along with the Buckeye Boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios. Last night, Russell Wilson got his big deal, $35 million a year. Think about that, $35 million a year for Russell Wilson, which Colorado athlete, now that Arenado signed an extension, Ramon Marquez, which Colorado athlete, like Russell Wilson, should get their big payday?
Mm-hmm.
You have Jamal Murray. I have Cal Freeland. Who do you have as the next Colorado athlete that deserves a big payday? Text us or call us, 970-242-1340. Joining us right now on the Grand Junction Chrysler team phone line, he is back as the head coach of the Montrose Indians baseball team. The Indians now 13-3 overall, 1-1 in Southwestern League play after splitting with Fertile Monument. They take on Grand Junction today at Canyon View. Landon Wareham joins us. Landon, we appreciate the time. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you back with us. And for you, why make the return back to coaching? Why are you back coaching the Montrose Indians?
Well, just wanted to get back into it. Took the last 3 years off, obviously, and enjoyed lots and all of those moments I got to have with my kids, and they're moving up, and it was just a good time to hop back in and get back into something I love doing.
Well, you're the head coach from 2009 to 2015. You took the 3 years away. from coaching, being a head coach, you still coach baseball, but not the head coach of Montrose. What do you feel like you learned in those 3 years away from the game that maybe make you a better coach now?
Well, I know some perspective was in order and was something that I learned from coaching youth baseball and, you know, some things like that that, you know, teach us what things are truly about. And so I think that's probably the biggest thing that I've learned, that and some patience, because watching 9 and 10 year olds play baseball isn't the most easy thing to do sometimes. So taught me those things.
Yeah, look, coaching youth baseball, Little League, and things like that, and youth football, yeah, I don't think there's anything that tests your patience more than being a youth coach. And it does. It makes you appreciate sometimes what you have when you don't think high school kids are maybe the most mature group to work with, Landon. All of a sudden, you coach youth sports, you realize, you know, they're a lot more mature than I give them credit for at times.
Yeah, there is. And just little things, too, like, you know, we'd make a ton of errors in 9-year-old, but we'd make 9 errors and still win the game. And you know, so when we kick a ball or two here and there in high school ball, you know, we understand we can find another way to win. And whereas maybe before it would have been a lot bigger deal to me and things like that. So I'm hoping and excited about kind of a new perspective on things.
Well, and certainly during your time as the head coach in the 7 seasons there, 4 Southwestern League titles, 3 state appearances, Coach of the Year 4 different times when you were the coach at Montrose. So certainly a lot of success for you and the Montrose program when you were there. And right now, things looking just like the old days for you. 13-3, as I mentioned, you're 1-1 in league play, coming off that split with Fruto Monument last week.
Yeah, we're excited about the start and just excited about the program and the kids buying in. And we got some good kids down here in Montrose. And it's been good. I mean, we talk about the approach and we talk about, you know, getting 1% better every day, and that's all we've kind of focused on. And this group kind of believes in that and has done doing nothing but improving from day one. So it's been fun. They're a good group.
Landon Wareham, the coach of the Montrose Indians baseball team, joining us. The Indians take on Grand Junction today over at Canyon View. We'll talk about that matchup with the Tigers in a moment. But you've had a really good start to the season from a number of your players offensively. You're hitting .366 right now, so from a team standpoint, it's been fantastic. But Dustin Boone, .455 batting average. He has 10 doubles. Clearly leads your team in that category by a long shot. A couple of home runs as well. Dustin Boone has been sensational for you to start out this season.
Yeah, he is. He's a talented kid. He's got a good arm, catches well, and obviously swings the bat well. He's got, you know, good power, and he works really hard. He's always in the cage working on his swing, and, you know, so I tip my cap to him in that regard.
Landon Wareham, coach of the Montrose Indians baseball team, with us. Not only Dustin Boone's been hitting well, but Emirat Kastendick, he's hitting .396. He's knocked in 11 on the season. Keegan Goodwin, a really good young player, sophomore, had a really good freshman year last year for Montrose. He's hitting .395, so it's not just the upperclassmen, Kastendick and Boone, but a kid like Keegan Goodwin, a sophomore, has also delivered for you.
Yeah, he's hitting down in our 8-hole and doing a good job. He's a really good athlete. He's quarterback on the high school team, and just a real mature kid that's just fun to coach. He's a competitor, and that's his biggest attribute. He just goes out and plays, and whatever happens, happens. But he's in the moment and gets after it, and it shows, and we're excited about, you know, 2 more years on top of this one with that kid. So it's going to be fun.
Montrose head coach Landon Wareham joining us on the Jim Davis Show. With a player like Goodwin, who was thrown into the fire really young on the football field and forced to lead a bunch of players, some of whom are a couple years older than him, how can you use that to your advantage now? Completely different sport on the baseball diamond.
Well, same sport, but as with all sports, the biggest thing is understanding competition and adjusting to the speeds of the game as you move up. And with him being thrown in the fire in football, I mean, starting at second base for us is really no big deal. And that's just an attribute to a kid that's doing multiple sports and learning things from other sports that prepare him and get him ready for baseball. And, you know, we're always trying to work with football and basketball and wrestling and all that, just because I personally feel but I know how important it is to play multiple sports. And, you know, we got, I think every one of our juniors and below is a multiple sport athlete. And I think that's why, you know, they're competing. We're not the best baseball players in the world, but we'll line up and give you seven innings of here we are, you got to come beat us. And they're great with that mentality.
Well, you sound a lot like Mavs skipper Chris Hanks when you talk about multi-sport athletes.
I just, yeah, especially at his level with what he knows and the level that they compete on. He obviously knows what he's talking about, so it doesn't surprise me that he's into that. And, you know, we just both know what other sports bring to the table and what they teach you. I mean, I was lucky enough to do some things, and I know basketball's intensity and the fans are right on top of you and the speed of the game, all of that stuff. I played football, and getting smacked in the mouth on Friday night does nothing but teach you things, you know, and so all of those things just help me be a better baseball player. And I know those things for Coach Hanks as a player, and then what he's seen as the skipper up there just confirms those beliefs.
Landon Wareham, former Olathe Pirate, former Mesa State infielder as well, head coach once again of the Montrose Indians, joining us today on the Jim Davis Show on the team. Let's look at your pitching, Landon, because Nolan Boone and Aaron Dietrich, they've been off to great starts, combined six wins for those two guys to start out the season.
Yeah, Nolan's a sophomore, and he's a kid we have thrown into the fire. You know, we started him several times this year, a couple times against 5A's. He's done a good job for us, and he's going to do nothing but get better. And Aaron hasn't pitched much at all, and, you know, he hasn't, you know, thrown against, you know, kind of the competition our other kids have thrown. But as a kid that's learning how to pitch, he came in and threw a no-hitter versus Pagosa, and his next outing was very good as well. So he's still learning some things, and another kid we get to have come back and keep working on it.
Well, today it's Grand Junction. They're off to a really strong start this season in Southwestern League play. They're 10-5 overall. They're 2-0 in the league right now. And when you look at their team, Derek Shaver, obviously one of the most talented, if not maybe the most talented player in the Southwestern League. Kid's going to be playing Division I baseball at Wichita State. He leads them with a .458 batting average. He's been phenomenal on the mound for them as well.
Yeah, we know he's good. We know their team's good. They're from their catcher to their other two arms that they have. I mean, they're well coached. A lot of respect for those guys down there, and we know we have our hands full. And, you know, again, that's why our focus is on competing against the baseball and trying to win the day. That's just going to be our approach. But we know they're good, and we know they're the team to beat, and we're just excited to get out and go compete against them and see where we stack up.
Of course, we reference Chris Hanks, the coach at Colorado Mesa. His son Jared having a great season as a junior, hitting .375. Christian Hafey's hitting .386 for them. Sergio Moreno, .392. It is a team that up and down the lineup, kind of like your team offensively so far, Landon, really tough 1-9 with that group that they have.
Yeah, we know they definitely swing the bats and they play good competition, so the numbers aren't deceiving. I mean, they're definitely a good team, I'm excited just to be back and be able to, you know, be able to go compete against a team like Grand Junction, and brings excitement to things, and I know our kids are excited about it too, so it's gonna be fun.
Well, and Colorado Mesa, Mesa State, well represented. You, of course, Justin Little, who you face today, Ray McLennan, all three guys played at Mesa, either Mesa College, Mesa State, or Colorado Mesa. Actually, none of you guys played for Colorado Mesa at that time. They hadn't changed the name yet. But a lot of Mavericks floating around the Southwestern League.
Oh, man, just in coaching in general, and that's a tribute to Coach Hanks and the experience that we all had there. I mean, there's Coach Porter at Palisade.
Yep.
There's Coach Stewart at Coronado. We played them, and I didn't even know he was coaching there, but he was a teammate at Mesa. Blake Carlquist down in Hotchkiss. I mean, I could list you five more, too.
Oh, sure.
That all played under Coach Hanks, and it's pretty amazing how many guys are head baseball coaches that played for him.
Yeah, Nate's doing a great job out of Palisade. They are just tearing it up right now in the Western Slope League, Yes, you mentioned Trevor Stewart, a guy that we used to work with here at the radio station. So
yeah.
It's surprising they let him around high schoolers.
Yeah, I know. It is.
It's concerning.
It has to be. You know, they've got him microchipped with an ankle bracelet on him just to make sure he's behaving himself. No, he's doing a great Trey. It's shock collar, probably a good idea for Trevor Stewart. But T. Stu, he's a guy that we know well, and we're glad that he's doing great over at Coronado. Well, we appreciate the time, Landon. I'll see you out there later today. Canyon View Ballpark with Montrose taking on Grand Junction here on the Team Sports Network. Our pregame starts at 3:45 today. Landon, appreciate the time. Thank you.
You bet, guys. Thank you.
All right, take care. Landon Wareham, back coaching the Montrose Indians baseball team. Doing a fine job once again for them. All right.
Caught me off guard when he said coach. I'm like,
that's right, yeah.
That's right. That's Stewart. Stewie. Yeah.
Stewart. Somebody gave him a job besides us. So
gave him like a title.
No, but he's been over there for a while doing really well.
A couple years, as the head baseball coach. He's assistant on the basketball team that came to the Palisades.
You had a chance to see him when you went out to the Palisade games. So,
good chat.
Yeah. It was good. He brought his team over, last year?
Yeah.
We were doing the Mesa game, and he came up in the booth and talked to him for a little bit. It was good to see him.
They let him off the shackles both times, which is ballsy, but they did it. You know?
Turned off the tracking devices and let him roam freely for a little while.
Had a nice anklet.
Right, 38. Poor guy, just beating him up.
He has a lot of it coming, though.
Was his prom queen comment that he made?
Yeah.
I'm not a prom queen.
I wish I
was a prom queen. That's what he said.
Where's my dress?
It's time to get the sound check this morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
All right, what do you have, Buckeye?
I'm kind of hoping that was it now. last night, amongst the hockey games, was the Carolina Hurricanes pummeling the Washington Capitals 5-0 to pick up a game in that series. They're now down 2-1, but in the middle of that game, the pummeling was going the other direction as one of the Hurricanes dropped the gloves with Alexander Ovechkin.
Boy, Ovechkin and Svechnikov behind the player getting after one another. Svechnikov ready to fight with him. Here we go. Ovechkin and Svechnikov trading right hand. Oh, the kid's knocked out. You got to get help. Get the trainer out there. Hurry up. Get out there.
Ovechkin hits Svechnikov with like two or three rights, knocked him out, turned the lights completely out. The kid couldn't even get off the ice. And so they brought out the trainer, the whole thing. They got him off. And he left with a upper body injury.
Severe bruising around the
cranial structure.
Face and general head area.
Yeah, he definitely got taken out by Ovechkin.
You know, Ovechkin goal scorer. Normally, you know, guys aren't known if they're goal scorers to be.
Don't screw with that guy, though.
But you don't. Like Gordie Howe back in the day, you know, the Gordie Howe hat trick.
Yeah.
Guy could score goals, and a guy you did not want to mess with. A guy that could take care of his own, didn't need an enforcer, a goon.
Yep.
I can take care of my own business. Ovechkin did that last night.
Ovechkin did that as well. He landed more punches than the Caps scored goals. But
all right,
here nor there.
We will take a break. We'll come back. And Justin Little, coach of the Grand Junction Tigers baseball team, joins us next.
Call the Jim Davis Show on the Grand Junction Chrysler team line at 970-242-1340. Here's the latest from the team sports desk.
Good morning, I'm Jim Davis. Nathan McKinnon scored two power play goals, and rookie defenseman Cale Makar scored a goal in his first NHL game as the Avalanche dumped Calgary 6-2 last night at the Pepsi Center. McKinnon scored two first-period goals and assisted on Makar's goal. This last week, Makar was playing for UMass in the NCAA National Championship game. Colorado leads the playoff series 2-1. Game 4 is tomorrow night in Denver, and the Team Sports Network will have it starting at 7:35. Tonight, the Nuggets look to even their playoff series with San Antonio. Pregame at 6:35 tonight on the team. That's following Montrose and Grand Junction in high school baseball. That starts at 3:45 today. Antonio Cincitello was outstanding in his first start of the season. The Rockies 5-2 win at San Diego last night. Cincitello went 6 2/3 and gave up one run in his first start of the season. Rocks third baseman Nolan Arenado homered for the second straight game.
You know, one win is nice, but it's not a streak until you get two. So it was nice to get a nice little win streak going and against a good team that's playing well. So it was really nice.
Ian Desmond also hit a home run for Colorado as John Gray takes the mound tonight for the Rockies against the Padres. First pitch at 7:10. The Colorado Mesa baseball team is now the number one team in the latest collegiate baseball poll. The Mavericks move from second to the top spot after sweeping Adams State. CMU hosts New Mexico Islands in a four-game series that starts this Thursday. The team CMU Sports Network will have their Friday doubleheader starting at 12:45. And the CMU women's golf team is second to Maverick Invitational at the Golf Club of Redlands Mesa. Colorado Christian leads by 14 strokes. CMU's Ashlyn Kirshner is third after shooting a 4-76. It wraps up today at Redlands Mesa.
At Grand Junction Affordable Auto Sales, we take pride in every car we sell. Whether it's $2,000 or $10,000, we treat each of our cars like we were buying it for ourselves. We have our own service department. We check fluids and brakes, check for any open recalls, check engine light problems. We have them detailed just to make them the best we can before they're offered for sale.
Grand Junction Affordable Auto Sales, one block west of Mesa Mall on Patterson.
Grand Junction Affordable Auto Sales, reliable.
Honey, have you seen the keys?
Nope. You drove the car last.
Didn't I give them to you to open the door?
Did you check your pockets?
Like 10 times.
Forgetting things is human nature. So we'd like to remind you to check with your healthcare provider and see if you need any vaccinations. Learn more at ColoradoImmunizations.com. Sponsored by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Hi, this is Dana from Superior Body Shop. I had a customer call. They were in an accident in another town. Didn't feel comfortable leaving their vehicle there, so we arranged to have the vehicle brought to us. We took care of everything from the insurance company to the repairs to the parts, the rental car. Got her back in her vehicle. That's what we do. I mean, I want everybody to leave happy. Give us a call at Superior Body Shop, 970-245-6303.
Superior Body Shop with Superior.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Colorado Senator Cory Gardner is looking for ways to help local school officials, mental health providers, and law enforcement deal with the issue of teen suicide. Gardner stopped in Grand Junction yesterday, saying he's looking for what the federal government can do to help. A sexually violent predator may be living in your neighborhood. Sheriff's Office issuing a notice that 38-year-old Willie Privette is moving into Mesa County. State law requires SVPs who've served their sentence to register with the county. The county then posts the information on their website along with information specific to Mesa County. Fire officials are already looking toward fire season. One BLM meteorologist predicting a complete 180 from last year. The state's snowpack is tied for the second highest since 1992 at 157% of median. Last year's snowpack was tied for third lowest. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.
I'm a veteran. My victory was admitting I had PTSD and getting help.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I no longer see it as a weakness, but as a sign of strength. I call it post-traumatic growth.
DAV provides a lifetime of support, helping veterans of every generation get the benefits they've earned.
I am a veteran. I lost both legs in Vietnam.
Every year, DAV helps more than 1 million veterans so they can reach victories, great and small.
My victory was getting my benefits and a good education.
I'm a veteran. When I got out, I felt like Nora was safe. My victory was finding the help I needed.
But there's more to be done and more victories to be won.
Thanks to DAV, now I feel like I'm human again.
Help support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Colorado Rockies baseball plays on the team. 101-1340, the team. The Jim Davis Show. It is good on Colorado Sports Leader, the team.
7:45, Jim along with the Buckeye boy. Which Colorado athlete do you think should be the next one to get an extension of big payday? I think it's Kyle Freeland. Buckeye thinks Jamal Murray. Who do you think it is? Text us or call us, 970-242-1340. Also, a quick question today. Game of Thrones, yay or nay? Do you watch it? Do you care about it? If you don't, tell us what you think. If you don't watch it, you don't watch it. It's okay. I watch it. You don't watch it.
Right.
It's not your thing. That's okay.
Not that I would completely be against watching it. I just not got into it.
You don't have HBO right now.
Right.
So that makes it a little tough.
Yeah, a little bit.
Unless you want to go to the library and check it out there. They have it at the library.
They have watch parties or what?
No, you go check it out like a book.
Oh.
You can check out videos with the library.
Well, I know that. I just didn't, yeah. Like, current run, that wouldn't help me.
No, right now, but you need to get caught up, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Trust me.
I don't need to.
Yeah, you do. If you want to know what's going on, yeah, you probably do. All right, today, Grand Junction takes on Montrose in Southwestern League play. The Tigers 2-0 in league play after their sweep of Central. And joining us right now, Grand Junction head coach Justin Little. Justin, we appreciate it. How are you doing today?
Good, guys. How are you guys doing?
Doing
today?
Fine. Your team playing well right now. You've won three out of your last four. You're coming off the sweep of Central, winning 6-5 and 13-1. You did have the little bump in the road last weekend, the loss to Castleview 5-2 when you got out of Southwestern League play. But your team off to a great start in regard to the Southwestern League title chase.
Yeah, we knew we had to go into the league playing well. And the two games against Central, we had a good comeback, come from behind win, and then kept that momentum rolling for the second game.
Well, you knew that Derek Shaver would have a great season. Of course, he'll be playing baseball at Wichita State. He's been great at the plate, .458, great on the mound as well. But a couple of guys that I think have had outstanding seasons for you that I think you expected them to play well, but certainly have been maybe even better than you thought they might be. Levi Prahl hitting .444 right now. Christian Hafey's hitting .386. He leads your team in RBIs with 21. I think you expected those guys to deliver, but boy, they have maybe even exceeded your expectations.
We expected them to be big for us, especially in the middle of the lineup. Hit guys in. So what they've done so far, has been amazing. We keep pushing them to get better, but what they've done already, I'm very happy with.
Justin Little, coach of the Grand Junction Tigers baseball team with us. Right now your Tigers hitting .323, Justin, and reference those guys have been hitting the ball really well. Sergio Moreno, another guy we should talk about, he had a couple of hits the other day in that loss to Castleview, and Sergio with 20 hits on the season. Not a lot of RBIs there, but he's been getting on base quite a bit.
Yeah, Sergio's been in our leadoff spot. And he's been great, being kind of a catalyst for our offense, get on base with Derek and Jared Hanks and Christian behind him. And he's doing everything right. Get on base, he's button, for base hits when he needs to. So to have him up there and, doing those type of things for our team is huge.
And you referenced Jared Hanks, your catcher. Jared's hitting .375. He's knocked in 14, but he is the guy in your team that has been the power source. You guys have hit two home runs, and both of those belong to Jared Hanks.
Yeah. He's got power for not being a huge kid, which a lot of teams don't respect him. And he pops one in the gap or hits one out, and it's nice to have a guy like that.
Justin Little, coach of the Grand Junction Tigers baseball team with us. The Tigers were up against Montrose today at Canyon View in Southwestern League play. And your pitching continues to be very solid. We've talked about how good your offense has been, but your pitching has backed that up. An ERA under 2 to for your starting staff with Zach Coleman and obviously what Derek Shaver's been able to do. But Jacob Melcher continues to be, as good as Derek Shaver is, Melcher's been really your go-to guy, your ace, a 4-1 record this season.
Yeah, he's been awesome. Seeing where he's come, the last couple of years, and for him to have the season that he's having is great to see, and just helps us out even more, just gives us more depth on the mound.
Where do you feel like your team has maybe made some progress, shored up some early season issues? Where do you feel like they made the most progress just in the last, maybe 2 or 3 weeks?
Just their approach at the plate and their at-bats. Early in the season, we were giving away a lot of at-bats and kind of not being tough at the plate. In the last couple of weeks, we've cut down our strikeouts, put the ball in play more, been a little tougher, a little grittier, and that's what we needed.
Well, today it's Montrose. They're off to a 1-1 start in league play, but they've won 13 games this season. Landon Wareham, we just talked to him a while ago. He's back as the head coach at Montrose. And look, they're playing some really good baseball. Dustin Boone has had a big start to the season at the plate for them. They pitch it well. This is a good matchup for you guys today, a challenging matchup in league play.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with Landon there, they're going to do everything right, and they're going to do everything well. So we know coming in that they're going to give us their best, and we just need to rise to that challenge and play our best.
Have you had a chance to scout them? And if you have, what's your impression when you watch them play?
You know, I haven't had a chance to watch them play. Just kind of reading stats and stuff. It seems like they're a hard-nosed team. They're going to put the ball in play. They're going to make you play defense, but they're going to, pitch it, play defense themselves. So it's, the team that executes the best, will probably come out on top.
Justin Little, coach of the Grand Junction Tigers baseball team with us. And this is an important week. Your team is 2-0 in league play. Fruita, they're coming off the split with Montrose. They're 1-1 right now. You have the league lead and a chance to really push that lead up a little bit with, for you, hopefully a sweep this week of Montrose. But then Montrose, they go out and get you guys this week, and boy, they're right back. They're into the top spot in the league standings.
Yeah, this is a huge week. It might determine the whole thing. You never know. But we kept preaching to the guys, especially yesterday, that it's, just because you won the first two in league doesn't mean you won anything yet. You got to keep, that upward trend, keep going up, keep getting better. I think they're responding to it.
Justin Little, coach of the Grand Junction Tigers baseball team with us. We'll have the Tigers and the Montrose Indians. Pregame at 3:45 today on the Team Sports Network. Justin, we always appreciate the time. We look forward to calling the game this afternoon. Hopefully the weather will cooperate for all of us, and we'll be out there playing and talking about baseball later on today here on the team. I always appreciate the time, Justin.
Yep, no, thank you, guys.
All right, take care. Justin Little, coach of the Grand Junction Tigers, with us on the show today. All right, so like I said, weather, supposed to be maybe, chance of rain a little bit later on?
Yeah, chance of rain this afternoon.
Great, just about the time.
Yep.
We'll be playing baseball, maybe, out of Canyon View.
Yeah.
Once again, like it is. We always have to say this time of the year, weather permitting.
Yep.
And our challenge from a broadcast standpoint is that
you need to be outside.
Yeah, we're not at Seplesio where we have the Hamilton Tower. We have all the comforts at home there. It's kind of fun. I like it when the weather's nice.
Yeah.
Doing a game at Canyon View. It's a lot
of
fun.
It's a great park to do a game for when the weather's nice.
Yeah, you got the fans right there, and it's a really cool thing to be outside. Mm-hmm. When the weather is nice. So hopefully, like I said, hopefully Mother Nature will cooperate today.
Yeah.
3:45 pregame, Montrose and Grand Junction on the Team Sports Network. And then we'll have the Nuggets tonight. Nuggets and San Antonio Spurs game two of their playoff series at 6:35 tonight with Jason Kosmiski. All right, your thoughts on the Avalanche win last night? The Avs taking down the Calgary Flames, and Cale Makar was great in his first game. I mean, no pressure, right? First game ever is a playoff game, and he got a lot of ice time last night.
Yeah, he did.
He quarterbacked their power play, played with the second line last night, had the goal last night, and we'll talk more about the Avalanche win last night over Calgary coming up next hour. Also, Junction Square Stadium Cinema next hour. We're asking you today with the Q-Double question of the day today, which Colorado athlete should be the next one to get their payday, their contract extension? Let's see, from Mark on our yes or no to Game of Thrones. Big yes on Game of Thrones, but I'm with Buckeye. I'll wait until it's over and binge it. Avs game was great and was priceless when they showed Makar's parents after his first goal and his mom was trying not to cry. I thought she was just she did not get emotional at all. She smiled, looked like maybe she was trying to not cry, but she was
very happy mom. I didn't think she was borderline tears.
I just thought she had that look on her face of, I thought it was a little bit of almost, I kind of expected him to go out and do this, that she wasn't surprised. It's proud,
kinda, yeah.
Proud, but not really blown away that he did that.
Mm-hmm.
like, yeah, we've seen him do that before.
Dad, too.
Yeah. Dad, it wasn't like they just went nuts.
Right.
They were both, hey, okay, that's good.
It didn't have the, oh, my God, I never thought I'd see my baby do this feel to it.
Yeah.
It kind of had the, here he is. He finally made it.
He's finally made it.
Like they knew he was, like you said, like they knew he was going to do this.
And here we go, the start of now the next chapter of his hockey.
Right.
His hockey life after UMass. All right, 7:56. We'll take a break and we'll come back with hour two. Next hour, we'll talk a little NFL news and notes. Also, the Avalanche win last night over Calgary and a little Rockies baseball. Rocks get the win at San Diego last night. That's all coming up next hour. On the Jim Davis Show on the team.
The Jim Davis Show.
I've practically been training my whole life to have people who are loud and wrong yell at me.
I've never been so upset in my life.
On in Delta 102.1 and Montrose 100.1. The Team Sports Network.
It's huge.
Gargantuan.
Massive.
Stupendous.
Ginormous.
Colossal.
It's just plain big.
It's the team's fourth annual humongous yard sale Saturday, May 4th in the Grand Junction High School parking lot. Imagine all the best yard sales in town all in one convenient location. Sell your stuff and make some cash. The first space is just $5. Don't miss humongous yard sale Saturday, powered by Jerry's Pest Control. May 4th from 8:30 to 12:30 at Grand Junction High School. Space is limited, so reserve yours now. Call 254-2100 or go to theteam1340.com.
Weather.
Chance for showers today. Delta and Grand Junction high around 68, 65 in Montrose. Chance for showers 46 overnight. Tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny and 64. Sunny 67 Thursday. Good Friday, sunny and 75.
New message.
Department of the Social Security Administration. The reason of this call is to inform you that your Social Security number has been suspended for suspicion of illegal activity. If you do not contact us immediately, your account will be deactivated. For more information about this case file, press 1 or call immediately our department number.
This is a scam. Thieves are misusing the Social Security Administration's authority and phone schemes to trick you into giving them money or personal information. They state there is a problem with your Social Security number or account. They claim there's been suspicious or fraudulent activity, and you could be arrested or face other legal action. They even spoof SSA's main customer service telephone number on caller ID. Don't believe them. Don't provide any information. SSA employees will never threaten you for information or promise benefits in exchange.
Hi, I'm Shane Livingston. I just won my share of $1 million with last month's never-ending contest.
We've given away over $1 million in prizes in our never-ending contest, and you could be the next big winner. When you win any contest on our station and come into our studios to pick up your winnings, you'll be qualified for our monthly grand prize. There's a new prize package every month worth thousands of dollars. Keep listening for your chance to win your share in the never-ending contest.
Play any contest for your chance to be the next winner.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Colorado Army National Guard. Aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Good morning, Uglyville!
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
I'm John Stash. There are two NBA playoff game twos. A playoff record was set. Another record was tied. In Philadelphia, the Sixers tied a record with a 51-point third quarter. They pulled away from the Nets, 145-123. Triple-double for Ben Simmons, so that series is tied at one. And in Oakland, the L.A. Clippers broke the record for largest comeback in playoff history. They trailed the Warriors by 31 in the second half. Came back to win 135-131. Lou Williams, 36 points, 11 assists. Montrezl Harrell, 25 points, shot 9 of 9. Those guys don't start. They came off the bench to combine for 61 points. L.A. trailed 73-50 at halftime. Rallied to beat Steve Kerr's two-time defending NBA champion.
Well, we stopped playing. We kind of disconnected kind of mid-third quarter. Lost our defensive edge. I mean, they scored 85 points in the second half. You know, we had really done a good job defensively in the first half. Kind of messed with the game a little bit. And when you do that, you're in some trouble, especially in the playoffs.
And the Warriors lost center DeMarcus Cousins to what looked like it might be a serious leg injury. Kerr says Cousins will be out a while. Russell Wilson not going anywhere. He and the Seattle Seahawks agreed to a new four-year, $140 million contract. Makes Wilson highest-paid player in the NFL. Late inning home runs in Minnesota. Teoscar Hernandez, 3-run homer, 8th inning. Toronto won 5-3. In Chicago, Wellington Castillo, 2-run homer, 8th inning. White Sox top Kansas City, 5-4 in L.A. Jock Peterson, a walk-off 2-run shot, 5 of the 9th. Dodgers over the Reds, 4-3. NBC Sports Radio brought to you by Wrangler Performance Series, collection of jeans and pants featuring a Comfort Flex waistband and denim. Flex is for comfort. Wrangler Performance Series, try on a pair today.
Covering the Western Slope, KTMM Grand Junction, K266 CE Grand Junction, KNAM Silt Rifle, K254 CO Silt Rifle, the team.
Time for the sharing and the caring to begin.
Do it! The team presents the Jim Davis Show. Call or text the team line at 970-242-1340. On Colorado's sports leader, the team.
Good morning. Welcome in to Hour 2. It's 8:03. Jim Davis along with the Buckeye Boy from the Bozarth Miller. Chevrolet Buick Studios.
All right. Hell yeah.
A lot of guys lately have been getting contract extensions. Nolan Arenado, Germán Márquez. But who's the next? Who's the next Colorado athlete? Not just a Rockies player, but a Colorado athlete you think is up for a big payday? I think it's Kyle Freeland. This is the last year of his deal. Next year, he's arbitration eligible. Nathan McKinnon, you had a call from Frank about Nathan McKinnon.
Yeah.
Don't forget, McKinnon is under contract through 2023, making $6.3 million. So,
yeah, he's the highest paid Av right now.
Mikko Rantanen would probably be your next guy if you're looking at the Avalanche. Rantanen would probably be the guy that they need to get a deal done with next.
Because he's... Sixth from the bottom in salary this season at $832,000.
So you feel like it's Jamal Murray. I feel like it's Kyle Freeland. Nikola Jokic, he just signed the big extension not that long ago. But what, last season, right? End of last season?
Yeah, I think it was the end of last season or this offseason.
Yeah, so he's under contract. Jokic isn't going anywhere. So give us your thoughts on that today. Text us, Bob's Got RV team text line. That's 970-242-1340. Or call us on the Grand Junction Chrysler team phone line. Same number, 970-242-1340. Also, our quick question today, Game of Thrones, its final season premiere was on Sunday night. And I finally got the chance to watch it yesterday. Do you like Game of Thrones, yes or no? I really enjoy Game of Thrones. Other shows I think I probably like as much, if not more, but I do like Game of Thrones a lot, and there were three seasons in when we went back and started watching it from the beginning, and so I really enjoy the show. I get it. It's not for everybody. My daughter, she's read all the George R. R. Martin books of the Game of Thrones, and so then the show's actually ahead of where the books are, so it'll be interesting to see what he does with it in terms of the books and going forward. But yes, yay or nay to Game of Thrones. Text or call us, 970-242-1340. Kenny Johnson agrees. Kyle Freeland. Kenny wrote Freeman. Kyle Freeland is the next guy that should get a contract extension. From AJ this morning, he feels that Landon Wareham sounds a little like Beetleman. Yeah.
I didn't pick up on it until he texted. Then I was listening. Yeah, he really kind of does.
Beetleman's going to be on sometime this week, tomorrow or Thursday. So, yeah. Or once
he's
a
trying
month
to pick
get together.
His time,
yeah. Well, it's not so much him. It's me finding the time where we can slot him in. Mm-hmm. Because tomorrow we have Ryan Harris on to talk draft, and that'll be 9:15 tomorrow. Beetleman's time requirements are very rigid. It's just, he's not very flexible.
No, he's
just
not.
Just be honest. He's just not very flexible.
Yeah, and like I said, when we were talking about that before the show, yeah, he had the ability to be on this show 3 hours a day.
He really wanted
every
to.
Every day if he wanted to.
But
because he was.
But, moving, you
know, he chose to
the front range, kind of changed it. Kind of changed all that.
He could Skype in from the show.
Think we're going to go to all that? I'm sorry. Think we're going to go to all that trouble to do that
for Beetle? No.
Now we wouldn't do it for me. Okay. So,
but why, especially not for Beetle.
Why would we do it for him? Tim, this morning on the Bob Scott RV Team text line. Good morning, sirs. Oh, I thank you, Tim.
Oh,
sirs. I watched the first season or two of Game of Thrones with my wife. Once the dragons appeared, I was out. Just not my thing. Sal, I think the dragons are cool. The dragons are awesome. It is not meant to be some kind of medieval representation. It's a whole fantasy
right.
thing where there's zombie-like characters and...
And I'm out.
Not through the whole show, though.
Oh, okay.
No, not through the whole show.
I'll skip them.
They're parts of it that they're the main nemesis to the major players in Game of Thrones.
So I can't skip the zombies?
The White Walkers. No. No, no, you can't.
Okay, I'll pass on the show then.
But it's not like every episode, though.
Okay. But zombies are dumb. So,
okay. I mean. Okay, well, are they dumb or are you just afraid of them?
I'm not afraid. I'll admit when I'm afraid. You know that. They're dumb.
But they're zombie-ish, but they're also very much alive-looking and scary and menacing. Mm-hmm. They're not. They just don't walk around. Bah! No, they don't do that. No.
They have to test run these zombies.
No.
See where we go.
They're killing machines. Okay? That's what they are. And they have intent and purpose behind what they do. There's not just need to go eat human flesh and just roam around all over the place. They're not like that. They want to take over the world.
So they have a point.
At least that world, anyway.
Okay.
Yes, so they have a point. Yes, they have
zombies,
a point.
Because zombies are pointless.
They have a point. Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes, they do.
Oh, okay. All right.
The leader of them does.
Then we're back to a little bit.
Okay. I'm glad I was able to reel you back in. So Tim was out after the Dragons. I think the Rockies should try for a long-term cheaper now than later deal with Trevor Story. What is Trevor's contract? I have not looked at that.
Give me a second.
Yeah, look at that, and I'll move on to Rob. Buckeye is next Colorado athlete due big contract.
Yes,
yes,
I agree.
Game of Thrones.
I totally agree.
Well, number one, you used the word athlete there, Rob.
He's right on the money.
Athlete. You bowl, which is your most athletic thing that you do.
Kobayashi, Joey Chestnut are considered athletes.
Okay. All right, Rob, we'll put Buckeye Boy's name in the mix then.
Trevor Story is making $5 million right now, but I believe that's an arbitration deal.
Okay. I'm seeing Freeland's up for arbitration next season.
Yes. Trevor Story, arbitration eligible next year, 2020. This is just a one-year deal. He is a free agent in 22. So they got him for a few more years.
All right, move on to some NFL news this morning. Of course, the big story, Russell Wilson and his agent and the Seattle Seahawks coming to an 11th hour of final contract because Russell Wilson, there was a lot of reports that he wanted out of Seattle, wanted to go to New York and play for the Giants. There was a lot of speculation about that. He had said that, look, last night, midnight, it was a drop-dead situation. He was not going to talk contract after last night at midnight, and they got it done. Just like the last time he had a contract extension, it went to like the 11th hour, and last night was pretty much the same scenario. But he gets the deal done. It is worth $140 million over 4 years with a $65 million signing bonus, and he'll be making $35 million a year. 4 years was the length of the second deal he signed with the Seahawks in 2015. That was $87.6 million, $17 million in his final year this year. So Russell Wilson, it'll keep him in a Seahawks uniform through age 35. And they said they just got it done last night before the deadline that he had set. So Russell Wilson, not going anywhere. As far as the NFL schedule, we thought it might come out tonight. The NFL announcing that it will actually come out tomorrow night, 6 o'clock our time. We do know this much, that it'll be the Packers at the Bears September 5th. That'll be the first game of the season. And the Patriots are expected to host the opening Sunday night game. So we know that much of the schedule as far as who's playing when.
Mm-hmm.
but we'll find out tomorrow night. We had a discussion yesterday about this. Should they just wait until after the draft to announce the schedule, where then you could hype up the rookies and where they're going? You could even include the free agents that are now new additions to teams. You could have maybe a bigger announcement on NFL Network where you could have rookie player, hey, you're going to get to see, if you're a Cardinals fan, you're going to see Kyler Murray take on blah, 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 or potentially in his first game, and talk to him about being an Arizona Cardinal. You could have the free agents that have signed. You could maybe make this a bigger deal than just what they're going to roll out tomorrow night. That hasn't happened yet. I personally think that they probably should take a look at that as a bigger platform. Now that the draft has been happening in April, then that could be a May announcement, maybe sometime mid-April, or mid-May, where you announce the schedule. You have rookies, free agents, part of that, for the various teams talking about playing in that first game of the season and looking at the schedule in total.
Yeah, I guess. I just kind of repeat my thoughts when we talked about this was yesterday or last week. That
it was yesterday.
Yesterday. They kind of all run together. Yesterday that we already know the games. We just don't know the order. We know the games as soon as the season finishes up in January.
Right.
You know, and if you want to ask the free agents about who they're going to play, you could do that anytime after they've signed. You could do that at their press conference. You know, you chose not to go to Green Bay, but you got them coming up on the schedule this year. Any thoughts of that? Blah, blah, blah. You know, you could do that anytime. I understand trying to roll it all into one. I just, for me, I think the schedule reveal would do more if it was a little bit more of a surprise. You know what I mean? Like, for me, since end of regular season, as soon as the whistle blows, we know who's playing who next year.
Maybe that's where the mistake begins. That they
right,
just...
that's what I'm saying, is if you're going to have this party, you know, you can only do it once, because then you would have to set the rotations again. But, you know, if you're going to have this party, maybe change up the formula for the schedules. But since we know you're playing a division in your conference, a division in the other conference, and the teams in your conference that finish the same place as you in your division, which is wordy, but that's how they do it, and we know the rotations. We know who's going to play who, because it just rotates. Every 4 years, it's north, south, east, west for the other division. Every 3 years, or for the other conference, every 3 years, it's your division. Like for the Broncos, every 3 years, it's south, east, west, or whatever order it's in. We know. We know at the end of the season who's going to play who. And so taking that 4 months to just announce the order, to me, is ridiculous. Like, even for tomorrow, I think it's ridiculous to wait this long to announce the order. We know all the games. We know who's going to. I know the Browns are playing in Denver this year. I just don't know when.
And that's where the NFL needs to make a decision on how important it is that to have the schedule release and have this be a big event. Now,
right,
to get back to your free agent thing, you know, right now, free agents sign, and yes, we know the schedule to the degree that we know who the opponents are going to be, not primetime games, not dates or anything like that, road or home.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously in the division, you know, one's going to be home, one's going to be on the road.
We know the whos, we know the wheres.
Yeah.
We don't know when.
And are they making a mistake? And you really, so when you have free agents, they sign, they have the presser, and we haven't really announced the rest of this as far as primetime games,
right,
dates and things like that. Yeah, I think you're right. Most people are going to know because the NFL, they have their formula of how nicely laid out. Maybe though, still most of the average fan, you just don't announce who's playing who. You just wait.
Right.
And you make this a, like you said, a thing in May, where it is this day, the first Wednesday of May, or whatever day you want to pick, that's always going to be the day that you announce the schedule. NFL Network makes a big deal out of it, and you interview the free agents, you interview the rookies, and that is the day that the schedule comes out in total. Not, hey, by the way, you're going to be playing so and so. You're playing this division this year, and that division. they wait until then. Maybe it makes it a bigger deal.
So the way I see it right now, Broncos home games this year, Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders.
Yeah.
Bears, Lions, so the AFC North. Jags, Titans, the AFC South, and the Browns.
Yeah, so and, you already know home and away.
And, you know, when this article came out that I'm looking at?
Came out December 31st.
December 31st. Last year.
Yeah.
I mean, it is now. We're now almost 4 months away from when this information was released. So it's kind of anticlimactic. We just don't know when. That's all.
So it's almost, you're right, it's anticlimactic. And you release it then,
mm-hmm.
and we're not even into the new season yet.
Yeah. We haven't even started the playoffs.
And when it rolls out, it's never a huge announcement like this is, right?
Right.
It's always, oh, yeah, by the way, here's who they're playing. And to me, it just seems like a very missed opportunity by the NFL to have, whether it's after the rookies are drafted,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, that you decide to do this. It just seems to me that it's almost like you don't have a big party for the thing that really is the big deal, right?
Yeah.
This is the big deal.
No, it
when
is.
When this came out in December, this was the big deal. But it's never treated like it's a big deal, right?
Right,
it's
because there's so many other things going on in the league year at that point.
It's the schedule release day of who gets the prime time games, who's mm-hmm. playing Thursday night football, Sunday night, Monday night. What day are all these games?
Right.
And to me, you can make a bigger deal out of it. And look, media partners can already know this stuff. Just say, hey, look, let's keep a lid on it.
Yeah.
Until this date when we're announcing times, primetime games, the whole thing. And we can mm-hmm. make a bigger deal out of it.
And you mentioned something a little bit ago. We know three home games until realignment. Right. You know, as a Broncos fan, you're going to get a chance to see the Chargers, the Chiefs, and the Raiders at home.
It's a guarantee.
Guaranteed. Now, if they want to hold everything else, like, okay, you're playing the NFC North this year, but who are you getting at home? Two of the four teams.
Hold that back.
Same with the AFC South, who you're playing cross-conference, cross-divisional, and the finishing, which I think is the Browns and the Bills, I think is
right.
Who they are for the Broncos this year. Hold all of that and do all three at the same time. The home and away games, the actual schedule, and what I said yesterday, tickets. They're, to me, as soon as you announce the schedule, tickets be on sale for me.
Because right. I totally agree with that.
It's ridiculous to announce home and okay, you're playing, for me, the Browns at home. Okay, so that's 4 hours away. I found that out in December. I don't know exactly when it is, and now it's April 16th. We're halfway through April. And then I have to wait another 2 months to even think about getting tickets. To me, it's just put it all into one and have this event would be a fine idea, but if you're still going to put out the home and aways in December, I think the event is pointless.
Yeah, I just think that it's for a league that strives to have like
own every month with something.
This is always a missed opportunity by them.
Because
you're coming off the Super Bowl, you have the combine, you have free agency, you have the draft, and then after the draft, now that it's in April, what do you have?
Right.
You don't really have anything.
Mini camp?
Off-season workouts, mini camp, yeah. And that's fine, but why not make it a big deal and wait and then tickets go on sale?
Yeah.
And do it the first week of May, whatever. To me, you want to include your rookies and your free agents as part of some mm-hmm. kind of show. I would want to do that. And definitely new head coaches and all. You can make it a much bigger deal than it is. And it's just, I don't, for a league, like you said, that strives in owning every month and making and creating big events.
Yeah. It's kind of ho-hum.
They just kind of blow it with this, don't they?
Yeah.
Never really kind of dug in deep on what they do because they announce it and it's kind of, oh, that's cool. They're playing.
Right.
They're playing the
we got these
AFC South this year.
All right, wild card round. That's when this was, this was a couple, 3 days before the wild card round. That's buried.
I don't get it either. Blown opportunity to make it a really big deal. We'll see if they decide to make a change.
College football, bowl games, playoffs, NFL playoffs. This is just completely buried.
yeah, it's a little bit of a, hey, that's cool,
right?
But I've got all this other football I'm watching and other stuff that we're talking postseason NFL, college football, and it gets lost. Mm-hmm. Kind of gets lost in the and everything else that's going on. All right, mock draft from Todd McShay. We had the Mel Kiper one the other day that had Ed Oliver, Dalton Risner, and Ryan Finley. So, junior gentleman, Todd McShay, he has his three-round perfect draft, as they're calling it. He has the Broncos taking Drew Lock with the 10th overall pick. Debo Samuel, the wide receiver from South Carolina in round two, and then Nate Davis, tackle guard from Charlotte in round three. Okay. I like Debo Samuel to be another real impact player on the perimeter for them. Drew Lock, I'm just not sure about Drew Lock. I'm just not sure that I want him at number 10. I want that's the direction the Broncos should go. I still feel like if you're going to take a quarterback at 10, it should be Haskins. And I get it. His stock has gone down. And they use the Purdue game. They use the Purdue game a lot as the, see, this is why you don't want to take him with your number one pick.
Right.
Because he did not play well against Purdue. And I saw a piece yesterday questioning how he played against Washington in the Rose Bowl. I thought he played really well against Washington in the Rose Bowl.
I thought he played fine against Washington.
Yeah. And those were some of the criticisms about him that have kind of dropped his stock, supposedly.
And, you know, I don't know how much to buy in any of this stock dropping, any of this, because how much of it is, oh, he didn't play very well in the Washington game. Fall to us. Please, but this is
NFL. These are guys working for the mothership and NFL Network. You know, the Daniel Jeremiah's, it wasn't Daniel Jeremiah, I don't think, that said this. This was somebody on ESPN. But not, these are not, that maybe they are hearing this from some of the GMs. But this was, I forgot who said this, but there was this, their analysis of watching him play, that they didn't think he played that well against Washington.
I'm not entirely certain what game they were watching.
I watched the Rose Bowl, too, and I thought he played really well.
You know, and I don't know. I thought he played fine against Washington. I thought he played really well against Michigan. You know, yeah, he didn't play particularly great against Purdue. Nobody did on that team, and they got blown out for it.
One of the phrases I heard about Haskins, I know it was Orlovsky, somebody made this comment that he makes the appropriate throws, that it's not the makes every throws thing, that throws the ball, leads the receiver, tight windows, good on third down. He makes the right decision, makes the right throw, depending on the circumstance. And that's what that person, I can't remember who it is now,
mm-hmm.
liked about Dwayne Haskins. That the phrase makes every throw isn't always accurate. Can quarterbacks make the appropriate throw?
Right.
Make the right decision, throw it to the right guy that's open at that moment.
And I see some stuff floating around that use that same verbiage, he makes the appropriate throw, as like a negative. And I never understood that. He makes the safe throw. Well, yeah, you would knock him for turning the ball over too many times.
Well, in this breakdown, the appropriate throw was not meant to be an insult. It was meant to be a positive that he makes the right decisions with the football.
Yeah, and that's what people want, right? That's what you want out of your quarterback.
What I like out of my quarterback.
You know, there are going to be guys in this draft that are not freak talents, freaks of nature. You know, those are only so rare. You want a guy that can use his brain to make himself and the team better. And I think Dwayne Haskins is one of those guys. I watched him a lot closer than I watched Drew Lock, so I don't know if Drew Lock is one of those guys. I'm not going to say that he's not. I don't know. But I am not as enamored with him as I am with Dwayne Haskins, mainly just because I didn't watch him as much.
Lock is the more athletic quarterback. He is the guy that can avoid pressure, can make plays, can get out of the pocket. Haskins is not that guy.
No.
But Haskins
is not a runner, but he's not.
Don't tell Stephen A. Smith that, by the way.
Yeah. but he's not a statue back there.
No, he's got mobility, but not as good as a Drew Lock.
He's not going to take off and run for first down.
No. But really, you know, of the two, with McShay or Kuiper,
mm-hmm.
I'll take Kuiper's. Ed Oliver gives you another pass rusher on the defensive line to go with what you have outside with Von Miller and Bradley Chubb. Risner fits in anywhere on your offensive line, and you need that.
Yeah.
And then Ryan Finley gives you a quarterback to look at to develop possibly for the future. But I wouldn't be shocked to see the Broncos go for a quarterback in 2020, but I still think you've got to get somebody that you can potentially develop now, because what if that doesn't work out in 2020? To get one of the guys that you really covet.
You know, and Finley may be that guy. I've been talking since the Flacco acquisition near Valentine's Day that I feel that the Flacco is – smokescreen's not the right word, although I used it initially. It's a cover for maybe not getting – a grade A prime quarterback this year and holding off until 2020. But the more I think about it, the more I do think that you're right. If it doesn't all pan out for them, see, Joe Flacco is better than advertised, and you're sitting mid to late first round next year, and all the guys you wanted are gone. Then you're in a bad spot. You might as well get somebody that may not project as a coveted guy like a Finley. Maybe a lot of teams are not in the boat to develop him for a year, sit him for a year or two. Maybe Finley is the guy that is on the other end of the Joe Flacco bridge.
What you have to hope is that next year that some of those quarterbacks fall down the ladder, because the teams that are there have already got their guys
mm-hmm.
and don't have an interest. Or for example, say Tampa Bay doesn't have a very good year this year. But maybe Jameis Winston plays really well for Bruce Arians. And then you hope that they don't go, okay, Jameis Winston experiment's done. Tampa's now looking for a quarterback.
Right.
The Giants would certainly think would be one of the teams, if they don't do it this year, will definitely be one of those teams next year. They'll be desperately trying to get a quarterback. Raiders, depending on what happens with Derek Carr this year. This is really, I think it's a make or break year for Derek Carr with the Raiders. They could be looking for a quarterback. And those, there could be teams that jump up and all of a sudden are teams that are now looking to get their guy.
Teams that could be looking for quarterbacks that you don't expect also. You know, Saints, Chargers.
Yeah, they re-signed
Patriots.
Teddy. And look, the Saints, they've re-signed Teddy Bridgewater. But that doesn't mean that they believe Teddy Bridgewater is their guy after
long term.
Yeah, then they could be, hey, look, our long-term answer is in the 2020 draft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can't count on next year's, yep, that's the year we're going to get Tua Tagovailoa or Jake Fromm or Justin Herbert or, you know, fill in the blank.
Yeah, and if you don't draft anybody this year and go 9-7 next year, you're screwed.
Yeah. All right, 8:29. We will take a break, and we'll come back. More of your text on the Bob Scott RV Team text line, 970-242-1340. And coming up next, what a night for Cale Makar. What a night for the Avalanche last night. Getting a big win against Calgary on the Avs home ice. We'll talk about that next on the Jim Davis Show on the Team.
And that's you guys. Clearly, you're all insane.
The Jim Davis Show on in Delta 102.1 and Montrose 100.1. The Team Sports Network.
At Strive, we just recently moved into a new building. We had made plans to purchase all new equipment and upgrade our phone systems. ComWest decided that we could use the equipment that we already had and repurpose a lot of that and really save us a ton of money. Their service is impeccable. I mean, all we have to do is pick up a phone and they have somebody there to take care of what we need. You can't function without a good quality communication system, and ComWest makes sure that we have that. We are very pleased with ComWest.
At ComWest, your communications is our business. Call us at 242-8142.
It's your next game up on the Team.
Today on the Team, at South Washington League Baseball's Montrose squares off against Grand Junction. Pregame at 3:45 today from Canyon View. At 6:35 tonight, it's game two of the Nuggets and San Antonio Spurs. Nuggets look to even the series. Pregame at 6:35 tonight with Jason Kosmiski. For play-by-play schedules and streaming of local events, go to theteam1340.com.
Colorado
Montrose Sports Leader, 101 FM, 1340 AM, The Team.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Auto Parts with quality parts and Napa know-how. Napa Auto Parts can help keep your car on the road. It was a tale of two marathons yesterday up in Boston. In a near photo finish, the closest since 1988, Kenya's Lawrence Torono outsprinted 2015 champion Lalisa Desisa of Ethiopia at the tape. Meantime, in the women's division, Worknesh Degefa became the third Ethiopian woman to win in the last 7 years. But unlike the contested men's finish, Degefa broke away early and ran alone for the final 20 miles. Last year's women's winner, American Desiree Linden, faded to finish fifth. The Star Spangled Banner was played at the podium, however, as 20-year-old Daniel Romanchuk became the first American to win the men's wheelchair race since 1993. So congratulations to everyone who finished, including 7-time NASCAR racing champion, the great Jimmie Johnson. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Napa know-how.
This month, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil plus a Napa Platinum Oil Filter for $21.98. That's a pretty unbelievable deal. But trust us, it's totally real, but only for a limited time. So get Napa Full Synthetic and a Napa Platinum Oil Filter for $21.98 today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General state pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 4/30/19.
Here's an unfortunate fact that applies to most financial advisors. They're not legally required to act in your best interest. Creative planning is different. Our certified financial planner practitioners are always a fiduciary, which means they're required by law to always act in your best interest. Call 866-CREATIVE or visit creativeplanning.com to learn more. Investment strategies recommended by Creative Planning are not assured of earning a profit or avoiding a loss in declining markets.
Wait! Before you pack those sweaters away, take them to Holiday Cleaners. During April, you can get 3 sweaters dry cleaned for the price of 2. They'll be clean and fresh when you take them out again this fall. Holiday Cleaners, open 7 days a week on 3rd Street, just north of North Avenue.
Team Weather.
Chance for showers today. Delta and Grand Junction, high around 68, 65 in Montrose. Chance for showers 46 overnight. Tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny and 64. Sunny 67 Thursday. Good Friday, sunny and 75.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
The Jim Davis Show is worldwide at theteam1340.com and on iTunes, The Team.
Welcome back, 834. Give along with the Buckeye boy. We'll have 4 down territory coming up in a couple of minutes. Who's the next Colorado athlete to get a big payday? I say Kyle Freeland. You say Jamal Murray. Freeland, Murray, Murray. Okay, never mind. I won't do that. Sorry. That was like a, you know, was it call and response kind of thing?
Yeah.
I was hoping you're going to, well,
totally.
I'm glad you didn't. Don't encourage me, okay?
I try not to.
Don't encourage me. All right, so text or call the show, 970-242-1340, Bob Scott RV Team text line. Also calls on the Grand Junction Chrysler Team phone line, 970-242-1340. Jared, I get it, yeah. Both Mark and I said yesterday, and I think you said it as well, that they shouldn't play Cale Makar last night. And if Sam Girard hadn't been hurt, mm-hmm. he probably wouldn't have played last night. Wrong about Tiger winning the Masters, wrong about Cale Makar. We're going to be wrong about things sometimes.
We got to fill 3 hours here.
At least so. We have an opinion on things.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we try to do on this program.
We don't have the luxury of always being right.
Ooh.
Ouch. Well, I'm just saying.
But yes, Cale Makar was great last night. He was fantastic. He quarterbacked the power play, I believe, with the second line last night. Of course, he had the goal last night for the Avalanche, set up by Nathan MacKinnon. MacKinnon with the 2 power play goals. Avs are great on the power play last night. Here is a little Cale Makar talking about his experience playing his first ever NHL game.
I thought I played okay. Got to definitely adjust the altitude here, but I know there's a lot of improvements that I can make and a lot of systematic things that I can work on as well.
Boy, I tell you, he handled the presser like a veteran. Played like a veteran player last night. 20-year-old kid. Who just played, of course, in the NCAA Frozen Four, UMass losing in the championship game. But Makar on the ice last night was outstanding for the Avalanche and their win. Guy that was the leader of the pack, though, was one Nathan MacKinnon.
Yeah.
Two power play goals last night in the first period. He got the assist on the Makar goal. Here's MacKinnon on the win, and also his take on Makar and the composure that he had and kind of the moxie that he had in his first ever NHL game.
But I think, you know, we could have been up 2-0 in game one, you know, early. So that's the way it is. Our first bounce was on conference goal. So we got a couple tonight. Obviously, almost 60 shots is a good sign. We're being very aggressive, and guys are involved in being having shooting mentalities and things like that. But, you know, we feel good, but at the same time, we got to move on. It's one win, or I guess two wins now, but we need to regroup and get ready for a huge game on Wednesday.
What were your first impressions?
Oh, honestly, this morning, he's a stud. Just the way he can move, and I asked him before the game, like, how do you feel, like, you know, nervous, or, and he just said, good, you, and yeah. It's like my fifth 500th game, but it's just pretty cool. He's not even thinking about being a rookie, and like I just said, coming up the ice on his goal, he was screaming three at me, three, 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 which is pretty impressive for a kid who just played a national championship on Saturday to be yelling and being assertive. And I remember when I first came in, I was shy and I didn't want to yell for the puck. And first game, it was really impressive to watch him.
So a lot of confidence to say to Nathan MacKinnon, hey, and the kid is like, hey, how you feeling? Doing okay, Rook?
Yeah, good, you?
Good. You doing okay?
Yeah. Or to call for the puck when Nathan MacKinnon's the one that has it already.
Yeah, say, hey.
That's kind of ballsy.
Look, like you said, he played great last night.
He
played with a ton of maturity. And if this is the start of the Cale Makar era in Colorado, man, it's going to be good. It's going to be really good. But I'd say one thing that when you watch, getting back to MacKinnon for a moment, man, he is so quick. He was so quick last night on the ice. He's always just a rocket out there. But I thought, certainly for him, he's had a great start to the series. And I thought the Avs, with that building the way it was last night, that place was rocking last night.
Crazy.
That, boy, they just fed off the emotion last night of the crowd.
Yeah.
In that one.
It makes me nervous, though. I would like them to win game four, so they're up 3-1. That gives them a chance to get back to Colorado. Maybe game six is an elimination game. I don't want them to have to go to Calgary twice more. You know what I mean? That worries me.
Yeah, for MacKinnon now, 3 goals and 4 points in the series. And the Avs had really struggled on the power play. But last night, they were 0-for-8 on the power play, by the way. And then last night, though, scored two of their first on their first three-man advantage opportunities last night. They went for 2-for-8, so they were able to certainly get something going, particularly in that first period with the two MacKinnon power play goals.
Yeah, it was very helpful that the Flames also had a brain fart and got two penalties at the same time. That was very helpful.
Yeah, they got into their heads last night as that game went along. You had conduct penalties, misconduct penalties assessed. Sam Bennett, Matthew Tkachuk, Garnett Hathaway. Yeah, what a shock. Tkachuk was involved in that. All assessed game misconducts. The kid is Zoroff also had one, too. But, but they kind of, you know, the Avs, they were more physical last night. They were a little more scrappy. And certainly it showed last night. They came out with a lot of intensity in that first period and really kind of put that game away in the first period. Game four is tomorrow night in Denver. And we'll have it on the team starting at 7:35 tomorrow night. We hope to get Connor McGahee with us tomorrow. We're going to see if we can get Connor on for a few minutes tomorrow, the voice of the Avalanche on the radio side. All right, 8:40, Jim along with the Buckeye boy, and let's get to...
We're into four down territory on the Jim Davis Show on the team.
Cale Makar, his debut last night, one of the best ever rookie debuts for a Colorado team. Considering the circumstances, just played in the NCAA National Championship game, and then just days later, playoffs, gets a lot of ice time, scores a goal. It's got to be up there, right?
Yeah, when you throw in playoffs, yeah, I really can't see how you could discount that. I mean, Trevor Story, though, 6 home runs in 4 games.
Yeah.
2 home runs in his first major league game.
Yeah, I would have said Trevor Story better, but Kale McCarr, not too shabby last night.
I mean, Kale McCarr's first game, better than Story's first game, but give him a week, see how it finishes up. Trevor Story, 6 home runs, 11 RBI in his first 4 major league games. I mean, that's pretty good. And he only had 7 hits. He only hit the ball out of the park his first 4 games. So that's pretty solid for me. You add Kale McCarr to a young team as we transition into second down. Does Denver, I think we've talked about this before, does Denver have the best young core across sports in all of sports?
McKinnon,
3 of their teams.
McKinnon, Rantanen, now Kale McCarr.
Mm-hmm.
Joker, Murray, Harris, Michael Porter, which you still don't know. That's still an X factor for the Nuggets.
He plays basketball again, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's going to play basketball again. Come on. It's almost like you want Michael Porter never to play.
He missed an entire season. I'm not entirely positive at his ability right now. But, you know, he's in the group, I guess. And then you just take a look at the Rockies. That young rotation, young up the middle.
Broncos have youth at running back with Phillip mm-hmm. Lindsay, Royce Freeman.
Wide receiver.
Bradley Chubb.
Yeah.
Justin Simmons. All young guys.
That's right up there.
All right. Do the Nuggets even the series tonight? Dylan asked us on the text line, is tonight a must win? Yeah, I think tonight is.
It's the playoffs, of course.
You've got to win a game at home. You've got to be able to get it done at the Pepsi Center to start to switch the momentum back in this series. Yeah, must win, maybe a little strong. Boy, man, you don't want to go blow the first 2 games on your home floor, though, considering you had, the best or second best record? I think it was the best home record.
I think it was.
In the NBA this season.
For me, it's the playoffs. It is not time to screw around. Anytime there is a game, that game is must win in the playoffs. You don't want losing streaks in the playoffs. It's a must win.
Yeah.
2 teams, same building. But by the way, the mismatched roommates commercial with Gary Harris, Gabe Landeskog, not Gary Harris, I think it's Gary Harris, and Gabe Landeskog on altitude, hilarious,
yeah.
By the way.
I actually talked about that last week. I think I'm trying to talk about it Friday. It's a great commercial.
Hilarious. And Charlie Blackman in it is perfect.
Charlie gets a little cameo in it.
That's pure Chuck Nasty. Anyway, same building, 2 teams. Which elimination game would you rather attend, an Abs or a Nuggets?
Ooh. There is something historic and epic about a Game 7 in the NHL in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Not that an NBA Game 7 is chop liver, but there's just something about a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup playoffs that's different. I would say a Game 7 for the Avalanche.
I would go with an Avs game. Different road, same result. Scoring, there's such an explosion for the scoring in hockey because it's obviously so much rarer than in basketball. For me, that's why I'd say Nuggets.
All right, that's 4 down territory. And coming up, we'll talk about the Rockies' win last night, also Junction Square Stadium Cinema. You know, one name we probably should talk about with an extension.
Mm-hmm.
Guy that's holding out right now, Chris Harris Jr.
Oh, we got that on Facebook. Chris got that on Facebook.
Is he the next guy that deserves an extension?
Yeah.
He wants a big payday, though. Another big payday. I think
Is he a young guy, though? Is he young guy due for an extension guy?
Because he had his young guy extension previously, right?
Right.
He's going to be, I think he's 30 or going to be 30.
He turns 30 in June.
Yeah. More than Freeland? More than Murray?
Nope.
I don't think so either. Still one of the best cornerbacks in the league. But, man, when guys are going to hit 30, you start thinking.
Injured.
Yeah, coming off an injury. this past season. Yeah,
and not like a broken finger either. You know what I mean? It significant injury to his skill set. A leg. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
You never know how it's going to come back.
I mean, in the Pro Bowl, come on, you can't use the Pro Bowl as the test of how good Chris Harris Jr. responded to that leg injury.
He could have played in a cast.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, I'd like to give Jr. his money, but, man, I think he wants too much. That's the problem with him. And he's going to be 30. All right, 8:46, yeah. We will take a break, and we'll come back with Junction Square Stadium Cinema and a look back at the Rockies' win last night. Hey, they've won two in a row.
It's a winning streak.
Oh, yay! That's up next on the Jim Davis Show on the team.
Call the Jim Davis Show on the Grand Junction Chrysler team line at 970-242-1340. Team Sports Desk.
Good morning, I'm Jim Davis. Nathan McKinnon tallied two power play goals, and rookie defenseman Cale Makar scored a goal in his first NHL game as the Avalanche stumped Calgary 6-2 last night at the Pepsi Center. McKinnon scored two first-period goals and assisted on Makar's goal. Just last week, Makar was playing for UMass in the NCAA National Championship game.
I thought I played okay. Got to definitely adjust the altitude here, but I know there's a lot of improvements that I can make and a lot of systematic things that I can work on as well.
Colorado leads the playoff series 2-1. Game 4 is tomorrow night in Denver, and the Team Sports Network will have it starting at 7:35. Antonio Cincitello's outstanding in his first start of the season. The Rockies 5-2 win at San Diego last night. Cincitello went 6 2/3 and gave up just one run in his first start of the season. Rocks third baseman Nolan Arenado homered for the second straight game. Ian Desmond also hit a home run for the Rockies. John Gray takes the mound tonight for the Rockies against the Padres. First pitch at 7:10. Tonight on the Team Sports Network, the Denver Nuggets play their second playoff game against San Antonio. The Nuggets trail that series 1-0. 6:35 pregame for that one tonight on the team. 3:45 today is pregame for high school baseball. Montrose takes on Grand Junction. Grand Junction eye golfer Britlin Odell shot a 2-over-par 75 to win the Wildcat Invitational at Adobe Creek Monday. Battle Mountain's Maddie Bennett was 5 back of Odell, with the Tigers' Jenna Greenlee third. Florida Monument's Madison Mascarenhas and Montrose's Ashlyn Manuel tied for 5th. Grand Junction won the team title with Montrose 2nd, and Florida Monument and Battle Mountain tied for 3rd. Palisade and Durango tied for 5th. I'm Jim Davis.
So, you want an all-wheel drive sedan? Then you go to Honda, Toyota, Nissan. Red Rock Nissan has the all-new 2019 all-wheel drive Altima. Take that, Camry and Accord. The Altima costs thousands less than the two-wheel drive Camry or Accord. Plus, get a whopping 36 miles to the gallon. Move over, Camry and Accord. The all-wheel drive 2019 Altima is here. This month, get it for only $21,900. That's right, $21,900 at Red Rock Nissan on Highway 6 and 50. Think Nissan, think Red Rock Nissan.
We're talking with Dr. Gustafson from Appleton Clinics. One of the things that you recommend yearly is a physical. It's one of those things that's easy to put off, but very, very important.
That's right. We like to have our patients come in, ideally every year or so, just to review their overall health status.
What actually happens when you go to Appleton Clinics for a physical?
We'll typically recommend checking some fasting blood work before the visit. That way, when you come in and meet with your doctor, we can go over it in person. We're checking for things like blood sugar elevations that could point us towards diabetes, prostate issues, anemia, thyroid issues. Very common. We like to look at the trends and see where certain issues are going. So if somebody's cholesterol is heading the wrong direction, it's nice to be able to intervene before it becomes a disaster. We like to make sure that things that we should be looking at are getting the attention they deserve. We'll usually look at your immunizations to make sure that things are up to date. And we'll talk about screening tests that are appropriate depending on your age and health status.
And of course, these physicals are included in your annual Appleton Clinic membership. So do yourself a favor. Don't put off that annual physical any longer. Give Appleton Clinics a call today at 242-1566 or go online to AppletonClinics.com.
I moved here from Southern California about 6 years ago. One of my biggest concerns moving here was, am I going to be able to find a nice, honest, good garage? And I found Simpson Brothers. Simpson Brothers has done several repairs, big and small. They're honest. They tell me up front what it's going to cost. They go above and beyond to make sure I'm taken care of, my car's taken care of, and that I'll be safe on the road. It's the only place I will take my vehicles.
Simpson Brothers Garage, your car.
Here in the KNZZ News Center. Colorado has one of the lowest immunization rates for kindergartners in the country. Lawmakers now considering a bill to give vaccination rules a booster. Some 575 people signed up to speak at a hearing lasting well into the night last night. Families could claim exemptions for religious or other personal reasons. The bill, though, would formalize the exemption process. Opponents say that change would limit personal choice. Grand Valley Drainage District customers expecting a refund will have to wait another week. district says it'll start mailing those next week. Nearly $7 million collected as part of a rate hike and later ruled an illegal tax. The money's being refunded with interest, along with an option to gift the refund back to the district. This year's fire season looks to be a complete turnaround from last year's snowpack at 157% of median, tied for the second highest since 1992. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KMZZ News Center.
Imagine being a child and being removed from your home due to abuse or neglect. Living in a new neighborhood, attending a new school, maybe even being separated from your siblings. Often these kids find themselves in the middle of the court process without a voice. As a CASA volunteer, you can be that child's voice. CASA volunteers speak out for the children in the courts, at school, and in all aspects of their lives. All it takes is one caring adult to change a child's life. To find out more, visit achildsvoice.org.
Covering the western slope from I-70 to Highway 50, the Team Sports Network. The Jim Davis Show.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
On in Grand Junction 101.1 and 1340, the Team Sports Network.
Welcome back, 852. Jim along with the Buckeye Boy. Might have a little scheduling issue next hour. I just texted the skipper, Chris Hanks, once again late to remind him about a skipism, and he said he's going to be on a regional ranking call at 9 o'clock, pretty much the entire 9 o'clock hour. So probably no Chris Hanks at 9 o'clock. Eric Kozel, CMU softball coach, though, at 9:20.
Just put CMU first and then hang up.
That'd be nice. It'd be a good way you could... Yeah. Nice if he could do that, but he can't, unfortunately. No, he can't. You may get him out of it next time, too. All right, you're just trying to help him out. I get that. All right, so who's the next Colorado athlete that deserves a big payday? Is that really Chris Harris Jr.? Because we've been more fixated on younger players like a Kyle Freeland to Jamal Murray. Is it Jr.? I just don't know if the Broncos should pay him what Junior and his agent are going to want. I don't think they're going to be happy. Hopefully they can find some common ground here.
Yeah, I don't know.
Making $8 million this year. And you know he's going to ask for more because of what they paid Bryce Callahan and Kareem Jackson. Particularly with all the guaranteed money they gave Kareem Jackson.
Yeah, I don't know if he's the most deserving guy for this
and
for the state.
That's the problem. That's the problem. I think you and I both share that. All right, Rockies getting the win last night over the Padres 5-2. Antonio Sensatella coming up from Albuquerque looked really good last night. Sharp 6 2/3 of one run ball. He did give up a home run for the only run that he gave up last night. But Senza was great last night, pitching the Rockies to their second straight win. Nolan Arenado homered for the second straight game. And after the game, Jerry Schimmel had the chance to catch up with Nolan.
All right, Jack. Hey, Nolan. I know yesterday was a great win for you guys. Kind of stopped the bleeding. But just kept it going today. That's a solid win as well.
Yeah, it was. You know, one win is nice, but not a streak until you get two. So it was nice to get a nice little win streak going. And against a good team that's playing well. So it was really nice.
How about the work of Sensatella tonight?
It was great, man. It was great to have him back. He's a really tough competitor. He wants the ball, and he did a great job for us today.
You hit a curveball for a home run. You got all that one, didn't you?
Yeah, I hit the ball pretty good. You know, he just left it up a little bit. I just saw it well enough. Through the ball. You know, I feel like when I'm at my best, when I'm staying through the ball, thank God it went out.
You got some good help from Desmond today, too.
Yeah, Ian had a great bat today. It was really nice to see that. You know, I feel like we've hit the ball hard and scuffled a little bit, but it was nice to see guys hit the ball hard and get rewarded.
Was this one where you just kind of exhaled, or you guys like, hey, this is great, let's come back tomorrow?
For sure. After yesterday, I was like, hey, let's get another one tomorrow. And then we have another one tomorrow, and if we can get three in a row before the off day, I feel really good about ourselves.
Great. Hey, thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, Jerry Schimmel with Nolan Arenado. Wade Davis came on last night to finish things off. Wade, at this point last year, had 8 saves already.
Yeah.
That was his first.
Yeah, the Rockies only have 5 wins at this point, let alone save.
Yeah, no kidding.
I noticed about Nolan Arenado real quick. you got to come ready with like 7 or 8 questions. He'll answer them, but it's going to be quick and to the point.
I mean, boom, boom, yep. Boom. John Gray against Nick Margavicious tonight, 7:10 first pitch.
Bless you.
Thank you. I believe it is Margavicious. I'm going on a guess on that one. All right. We will have the Nuggets and Spurs tonight, 6:35. Time for Junction Square Stadium Cinema today. We can win a large square deep dish, one topping, medium antipasto salad, the pizza and the salad from Junction Square Pizza, located at 7th and Main. What are we looking for here?
Give me the movie that this clip comes from.
Seats? You mean down on the field level? No, yeah. No, please. That's too dangerous.
Why?
Me sitting down with the fans, they'd kill me.
There you go.
On the text line, on the yep. Bob Scott RV team text line only, 970-242-1340. First correct answer, win the Junction Square meal deal from Junction Square Pizza. We will take a break and come back with Hour 3.
So, you want an all-wheel drive sedan? Then you go to Honda, Toyota, Nissan. Red Rock Nissan has the all-new 2019 all-wheel drive Altima. Take that Camry and Accord. The Altima costs thousands less than the two-wheel drive Camry or Accord. Plus, get a whopping 36 miles to the gallon. Move over, Camry and Accord. The all-wheel drive 2019 Altima is here. This month, get it for only $21,900. That's right, $21,900 at Red Rock Nissan on Highway 6 and 50. Think Nissan, think Red Rock Nissan.
And now, more expert advice from Humphrey RV.
In a pinch, you can use frozen wafers of toothpaste as dinner mints.
Well, they are experts when it comes to RVs and travel trailers. Stop and see them in Grand Junction and Montrose. It's Humphrey RV, your work and play experts.
Team weather.
Chance for showers today. Delta and Grand Junction high around 68, 65 in Montrose. Chance for showers 46 overnight. Tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny and 64. Sunny 67 Thursday. Good Friday, sunny and 75.
It's your next game up on the team.
Today on the team at South Washington League Baseball's Montrose squares off against Grand Junction. Pregame at 3:45 today from Canyon View. At 6:35 tonight, it's game 2 of the Nuggets and San Antonio Spurs. Nuggets look to even the series. Pregame at 6:35 tonight with Jason Kosmiski. For play-by-play schedules and streaming of local events, go to theteam1340.com.
Colorado sports leader, 101 FM, 1340 AM, the team.
I have a 2007 Chrysler Pacifica. I was having transmission problems with it, and I took it into Baker Transmission. They were actually recommended to me by a couple of my friends. One of them's a lady that I work with. They're great. They're very friendly, great sense of humor. They just make you feel very welcome and did a really good job. If anybody out there has any issues with their transmission, definitely go to Baker Transmission.
For slips, drips, and funny shifts, call Baker's Transmission, 245-6640.
It's huge, gargantuan,
massive,
stupendous,
ginormous,
colossal.
It's just plain big.
It's the team's fourth annual humongous yard sale Saturday, May 4th in the Grand Junction High School parking lot. Imagine all the best yard sales in town all in one convenient location. Sell your stuff and make some cash. The first space is just $5. Don't miss humongous yard sale Saturday, powered by Jerry's Pest Control, May 4th from 8:30 to 12:30 at Grand Junction High School. Space is limited, so reserve yours now. Call 254-2100 or go to theteam1340.com.
Covering the Western Slope, KTMM Grand Junction, K266CE Grand Junction, KNAM Silt Rifle, K254CO Silt Rifle, the team. Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
A deal has been reached. Russell Wilson now going to sign the richest contract in NFL history. He and the Seahawks agreeing on a contract with that 12 a.m. deadline looming. It was done. 4 years, $140 million extension, $65 million signing bonus. With that, there's also a no-trade clause as well. The $35 million per season is a new money annual average record. Also, the signing bonus of $65 million also is a record. Aaron Rodgers held both categories with $33.5 million per year and $57.5 million in the signing bonus he signed in last year's contract extension. What a comeback for the L.A. Clippers last night. Coming back, the biggest in playoff history, from a 31-point deficit to stun the Warriors on the road in Oakland, 135-131. Worst news for the Golden State Warriors. All-star center DeMarcus Cousins may have suffered a torn left quad. The team is not saying that for sure. It could be, at best, a strained quad, but he will have an MRI today. The team, though, is fearing for the worst. Tonight on the NBA docket, Game 2, Orlando's at Toronto. Magic lead that series 1-0. Denver hosting San Antonio. The Spurs, the 1-0 series lead. Portland leading 1-0. They welcome in Oklahoma City. NHL postseason action, game 4s. Two of them could end. Tampa Bay's at Columbus. Blue Jackets lead that 3-0. Islanders at Pittsburgh. New York with a 3-0 lead. St. Louis hosting Winnipeg. San Jose is at Las Vegas. This update's brought to you by Wrangler Outdoor Pants and Shirts made with durable fabrics, moisture management, and UPF 30 protection. Wrangler Outdoor Clothing with outdoor credibility and everyday versatility. Try them on today. I'm Dan Schwartzman. This is NBC Sports Radio and the NBC Sports Scores app.
Western Slope FM Sports, 101 Grand Junction, 98.7 Rifle, and 102.1 Delta, the team.
Who are they?
Bunch of jokers and tokers who spend their lunch hacky-sacking the sound garden.
Ooh!
The team presents the Jim Davis Show. Call or text the team line at 970-242-1340. Colorado's sports leader, the team.
Welcome back in. It's Hour 3. Jim along with the Buckeye Boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios, the most trusted name in automobiles. Who should be the next Colorado athlete to get an extension? Should it be Chris Harris Jr.? Or Kyle Freeland or Jamal Murray? Can take names like Nikola Jokic and Nathan McKinnon off that list.
Yep.
Obviously, Arenado and Marquez, they got their deals recently. Mm-hmm. Who should be the next one to get a contract extension?
Probably add Miko Rantanen to the list.
Yeah, I think Rantanen would probably be on that list of guys.
Mm-hmm.
Rantanen ahead of Chris Harris Jr.?
Oh, yeah, I would.
Yeah, I just...
He's much younger.
And are we dabbling in ageism here by saying, well, Junior's going to be 30 in June.
Yeah.
That's too old.
Absolutely, because a big contract also comes with long-term.
Can we say the caveat of understanding where he is now in his career and a deal that is a reasonable deal for the Broncos? He's going to be asking more than the $8 million a year he's going to get this year. You know.
Right.
It's going to be more than that, and I don't feel like, as much as I like Chris Harris Jr., I don't feel like at this stage of his career I'd be willing to pay that if I'm John Elway.
But, so say 6-year deal at close to top 3 on the team in money. Jamal Murray, Miko Rantanen, Kyle Freeland, Trevor Story, Chris Harris Jr. One of those five things is not like the others. I wouldn't sign Chris Harris Jr. to a 6-year deal. All those other guys,
yeah.
Absolutely.
What if it's a 2-year deal? 2 years. Let's go. 2 years, $25 million. With. Because you have to give him some guaranteed money to make him happy. Say $18 million guaranteed.
I would only sign Chris Harris to a deal like that. I would only sign a guy over 30, at or over 30, to a short-term 2-year deal like that. Because I don't want to have to go through this in 2 years with Rantanen, Murray, Trevor Story, Kyle Freeland.
Right.
You know, because if their trajectory stays the same across the 2 years of that contract, then you're going to have to just completely blow everything out of the water to keep them. And I think if you can sign them up now to a closer to affordable, somewhat team-friendly deal, a la Nolan Arenado, Jokic's money is looking pretty decent right now. It's fair. I think it's right in the middle of being his Jokic-friendly and Nugget-friendly. I would much rather have the younger guys on a long-term deal. But if you're going to make a 2-year deal, I think that would be the only guy out of those five that I mentioned that I would sign to it is Chris Harris for 2 years. Because I don't want to go through this headache again in 2 years with any of the younger guys, because they're only going to keep getting better. I think Chris Harris Jr. has peaked.
And that's where it's interesting with Russell Wilson. Of course, it shows the value of a quarterback as opposed to the value of a player on the defensive side of the football. Or Russell Wilson, you know, he's going to be making $35 million a year.
Right.
He's going to be there till he is 35. But also, that deal.
When Chris Harris Jr. touches the ball, that is a huge change of events in the game. When Russell Wilson touches the ball, it is just every single play that he's on the field.
And we're also talking about, to me, one of the most underrated quarterbacks in the league.
Oh, I agree.
He throws such a pretty deep ball.
Yeah.
And I just think back, gosh, if the Broncos would have, if they would have known how good Russell Wilson, how good of a quarterback he would develop into, oh, you know, there have got to be days that Elway just going, man, we could have solved our quarterback problem a long, long time ago.
But here's the deal about Russell Wilson, though. I can't list all the teams that passed on him in the draft because I would list every team in the league.
Yeah, it's not just John Elway that's
right.
Kicking himself.
So take a look at some of the names that were drafted just in the first round of that draft way back in 2012. RG3, Trent Richardson, Justin Blackmon. Those are top five picks, by the way.
Yeah.
Michael Floyd. You tell me who drafted Michael Floyd?
Who drafted Michael Floyd?
Yeah.
Arizona did.
There you go. Okay. Quentin Copels.
I'm looking at your screens. I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah.
That's cheap.
It'll be the Jets, by the way.
But who the hell is that guy? Not just who drafted him. Who is him? Shay McClellan? These are all guys that were passed on in the first round for Russell Wilson. The Broncos passed on him a couple times. Did they have a first-round pick in that draft? I don't think they did, even. That looks like a no. Then they drafted Derek Wolfe. And Ronnie Hillman before Russell Wilson was drafted for the Broncos. I can't say much. The Browns did a bang-up job. Trent Richardson, Mitchell Schwartz, and that's essentially it. That's who they drafted before Russell Wilson was gobbled up at number 75 overall.
So you think, you know, what could have been for the Broncos if it is Russell Wilson?
Yeah.
But then again, a lot of other teams, what might have happened if it was indeed Russell Wilson? So your thoughts on that today?
Brandon Whedon.
Brandon Whedon, no.
Two rounds by the Browns. I forgot about that.
It's hard to believe that Brandon Whedon is still kicking around, too.
Right. It's hard to believe he has 6,000 career passing yards.
That is hard to believe. Really? He has 6,000 passing yards? Really?
He does.
Wow. I would have thought 4,200, yeah. Something like that.
Also, shockingly, more touchdowns than interceptions.
That is shocking. That's extremely mind-blowing. All right, so you can text us today. Bob's got RV team text line, 970-242-1340. Grand Junction Chrysler team phone line. It's 970-242-1340. Who should get the next big payday in regard to the Colorado athletes? Chris Harris Jr., Kyle Freeland, Jamal Murray, Miko Rantanen. Let us know. Do we have a winner yet for Stadium Cinema presented by Junction Square Pizza?
We do. Ron was the first in the door with Rookie of the Year.
Very good.
Yes. Also, Brock Lobster was drafted in that draft ahead of Russell Wilson.
From Tyler, good morning, fellas. How about the Mavs? But I do have to call you guys out on the babysitting comments of Cale Makar. 100% wrong. Have a good day, I think.
That was me.
Yeah, I think I said that he would have the Eric Johnsons, because there was a feeling that he'd have those guys to, you know, to be on the ice and to communicate with and where he needed to be and what he needed to do. But
my worry was him on the ice. I worried that they would have to babysit him on top of slowing down the Flames offense. And hey, look at that. I was incorrect.
Yeah. I don't think I used the phrase babysitting. Yeah. I said that Johnson and those guys would certainly be on the ice, the Tyson Berries, to provide kind of a little guidance necessarily. I didn't say babysitting, but of, hey, here, you're supposed to be there. He was ready to go. He played great and played a lot of minutes last night.
To quote Mike Francesa, though, I never said that.
Yeah. At least, yeah. At least you're not going, Mike Francis, and acting like somebody put words in your mouth or somebody edited something wrong.
Yeah, no, it was totally his Photoshop, his radio shop.
Once again, when you do a program like this and you have an opinion, sometimes you just might be wrong.
Got to fill 3 hours. We got to throw a lot of crap against the wall.
It's going to happen sometime. Do you want us to sit on the fence?
Yeah. How's Cale Makar going to do tonight?
I don't know. He's a rookie. I don't know, but I hope he does well.
He may not do too well, but he may do all right.
I mean, do you want us to sit on the fence? I mean, Jared and Tyler, I know you guys were, you're not trying to be mean about it. Maybe Jared, but not Tyler.
True.
I mean, come on. It's like the Tiger Woods thing. Yes, we were wrong about Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he won the Masters. Yes, that was a remarkable accomplishment.
Yep.
But history had shown in recent times, though playing better lately, had not given me or a lot of people, not just me, a lot of people, I think, reason to think that, okay, for 4 days, he can't get it done.
But you know how...
But he did. And that's great.
This coin only has one side to it, right?
Yeah.
Where were the texts that I was right that Chad Kelly couldn't keep his you-know-what together?
And you were right about that.
So, just saying.
I mean, we've all had things we're right about. It's just...
But, I mean, hey...
You want to call us how we're wrong, that's fine. But I'm just going to tell you that,
We didn't say that.
Sometimes we're going to be wrong about stuff. That's the risk you run doing this game.
We didn't say that.
All right,
maybe we said... I was actually tape of us talking about Cale Makar last
year. Exactly. Chris Hanks not available because he's in the regional ranking meeting. We're hoping to get Sean McKinney 940.
I could do that call for him if he wants me to.
What?
The ranking call?
No, I don't think they want you involved with that at all. No. Me nor you.
I could get him right at least.
I'm going to go back to the text line. 970-242-1340. Brought to you by Bob Scott RVs.
Number one team in the nation, number three in the regional rankings. That's how it's going to go. You know that's how it's going to go. Thank you, Texas.
Lori and Rifle, 98.7, 1490. I like a good story of redemption as much as anyone, and I have no doubt that this will be a movie, but I don't think Presidential Medal of Freedom is appropriate. I love a flawed hero. Would love to know what you guys think. President Trump has said that he plans on giving Tiger the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Just to give you some, let's give you what this means in terms of getting this award. Awarded by the president for especially meritorious contributions to, number one, the security or national interests of the U.S. Tiger wouldn't fit in that category.
No.
Two, world peace. No. Three, cultural or other significant public or private endeavors. And it's awarded to the individual selected by the president or recommended to him by the Distinguished Civilian Service Awards Board. And the only exception to the rule for the sitting president choosing those to be honored was the first recipient selected by John F. Kennedy before his assassination and formally awarded by his successor in office, Lyndon B. Johnson. President Barack Obama, by the way, awarded the most.
Yeah.
Awarded 123. President Reagan had 102. And so that gives you at least some framework of what the Presidential Medal of Freedom, what it means to win it. You know, looking to the list of architecture, art, dance, movies and theater, literature, music, photography, business and economics, computing, education is another one of these, history, humanitarian, law, Supreme Court justices, media, they have won this award as well.
Actors and actresses.
Back to the entertainment part of it. Also, those on TV, they have movies and other arts, but also TV as part of this.
Bill Cosby has one.
Bill Cosby has one, yes. Military distinction, philanthropy, philosophy, politics and government. It just goes on and on of those that have received the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Tiger Woods wouldn't necessarily be paradigm-breaking either.
No, he wouldn't, because there are plenty of sports figures that have won the medal. And
Muhammad Ali.
Jesse Owens.
Jackie Robinson.
Bear Bryant. Oh, yeah, Jackie Robinson. Where's
Arthur
Jackie
Ashe.
Robinson? Today was yesterday.
Hank Aaron.
The legendary Negro League player Buck O'Neill.
Yeah, Billie Jean King. Pat Summitt.
Stan Musial's won the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Willie Mays. Vin Scully.
Roger Staubach.
Kareem.
And now Tiger Woods will get the award from President Trump. You know, you look up and down the list. Is Tiger less deserving than a lot of these people on here?
No, not really.
Not in the sports realm at all.
I saw
yesterday that he was going to do that, and initially I was kind of like, really?
Then you look at the list, and you're like, and then you go, okay.
You look at the list of who's on here of athletes that have made it. Dean Smith, Pat Summitt, Ernie Banks. Let's see. Charles Sifford in 2014 was placed on, given the award by President Obama. And he was the last golfer to win the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Tiger's going to be the fourth golfer. Charles Sifford, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer. You know, I'm okay with that company for Tiger.
Yeah, as much as there might have been a negative reaction from some people, and Lori doesn't think that he belongs there. Lori, I hate to disagree with you. I look at the list.
Today? Maybe not. Ever? Yeah.
And look, I don't have a problem with him going on now.
Right.
Because if other golfers are there, other athletes are there, coaches are there, and when we talk about Tiger Woods, are we focusing on the off-the-course stuff? Does that take him out of being a Presidential Medal of Freedom winner? No, it doesn't. Because if you're talking about cheating on your spouse, this is not meant to be mean to Billie Jean King, but she did.
Yeah.
And Billie Jean King deserves to be there. If it's all about that part of it, then you already have somebody that is already...
Bill Cosby has one.
Obviously before we knew all the things we know now about Bill Cosby, I don't mean to slam Billie Jean King, because she is not in the same... philandering territory as Tiger Woods was, but that is part of her story. It's not a part of the story that's brought up a lot, but it is part of the story. My question to you would be, do you have an adverse reaction to this because it's Tiger Woods and because of the things I referenced, the things that happened away from the golf course? Because otherwise, he fits the criteria. He does.
Yeah.
You got Arnold there. You got Jack there. Tiger is certainly easily in that company. Easily.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. Maybe later would have been better. But why not right now? He just won the second most Masters in history. Why not? I don't have an issue with it. I just don't.
If you want to go under the guise of the quote-unquote comeback, and that's why he's receiving it, I can kind of see where he's coming from, if that's the case. Because, like I said yesterday, a majority of the things he's, quote, coming back from, the adversity he put himself in. And there have been greater returns to sports from other maladies as opposed to a back boo-boo. You know what I mean? I understand it's trivializing the back, but
yeah, you're downplaying it a ton. I don't think it's
there are
we've
multiple,
had three back surgeries. That's
multiple
not a boo boo.
Major leaguers playing right now that have beat cancer. To me, that's bigger than Tiger Woods' back.
Okay, let me ask you the question this way: if it was a different president, and it was Tiger was not winning the Masters this weekend, just what he's already accomplished, just what he's already done in his career. Would we feel differently?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think I would. I can't speak to the hypothetical with certainty because you never know.
I'm not,
I would hope to think that that's not the case.
And I'm not trying to play politics here. It's not what we do on this show. But I do think that plays a role in it.
It might. Sure. For some people, it might.
And you may not like President Trump, and that's perfectly fine.
Fine.
You don't, like him, dislike him, whatever. Does Tiger Woods deserve to get the Presidential Medal of Freedom? Yeah, I think he does.
To me, at some point, absolutely.
But why not now? As opposed to why does he have to wait until 5 years from now.
Okay, well, just in his realm, in the sports realm, Babe Ruth didn't get his until last year.
Well, because it did not, well, it also didn't exist till the 60s, but...
But that's still 50 years of no one thought to give it to Babe Ruth. You know, Bill Russell didn't get his until 2011. You know, Jack and Arnie didn't even get theirs until the mid-2000s. They were well done by then. You know, and so, I mean, it's... There's not really the precedent of, hey, you the green jacket's not even warmed up from your body heat yet. Let's give you this award. You know, that's a little bit too quick. And I feel that it is a lot of, well, look at all that you've come back from. You know, the whole cheating on your wife and DWIs. That's
look,
adversity
I get it. The timing, I think the timing probably is not the best. In some people's mind, it is that it's a great comeback story. I get where you're coming from, but I just look at, is he deserving of it compared to other athletes that have been put on here? Yeah, he probably is deserving of it. Now, whether, and there isn't any kind of 5 year waiting period.
No.
It's not like a Hall of Fame.
The president's discretion.
Yes, the discretion, and I'm okay with it. I am okay with it.
I'm okay with him getting it.
And you know
it.
That I'm not a huge Tiger Woods fan.
I'm okay with him getting it. I'm not sure how okay I am with him getting it yesterday. You know what I mean? That's
maybe a couple of weeks removed from it, perhaps.
Maybe let him wrap up the career. You know, I don't know. I just it was a quick turn.
But is he going to be even? Is he not already deserving? That's a question I have. He can never win another major, or he might tie Jack and beat Jack, which makes him even more
deserving. Before he got caught cheating on his wife, with what he had done for the game of golf, you know what I mean?
But I mean, but here's the thing: we can't break this down into was he better for the game of golf? Yes. Did he make it mass appeal to more people, particularly people of color?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Is he one of the greatest players to ever play?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's one of the most dominating athletes ever.
He's one of the most impactful athletes ever. Certainly one of the most impactful athletes in golf. Presidential Medal of Freedom is not about who you slept with or what
philanderer.
It's not about that. It's about the contributions you made to a particular segment of society and or to our country in total.
And for me, that didn't monumentally shift this last weekend. That didn't push him over the hump this last weekend. You know what I mean?
I'm just saying that if he's deserving 5 years from now, he's certainly deserving now. Maybe the timing's a little wonky. I agree with you on that. Maybe it's a little wonky. But if he gave it to him a month from now, would you have a different response? Would you have a different visceral response to it? I don't think you would. I don't think you'd think that he's any more deserving a month from now.
No, I just
than today.
What it is for me is, I think the comeback is a little slimy to me.
Yeah, I think it's, if you're talking the injuries and the game eroding and then being able to rebuild it, sure. The other stuff, extremely, extremely self-inflicted. All right, we will take a break. We'll come back. Eric Kozel, coach of the CMU softball team, will join us next.
Babe, I think we've got an emergency on our hands. It's time to call 811.
What? What's wrong? Don't you mean 911?
No, 811. You've got to plant some trees to give us some privacy from that nutcase next door. Today, I saw him outside doing naked yoga.
But why 811?
You have to call 811 before you dig. Before you dig, click or call 811. The service is free, and it will keep you safe. This message is sponsored by Colorado 811, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This is Boomer Esiason with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Napa Auto Parts with quality parts and Napa know-how. Napa Auto Parts can help keep your car on the road. It was a tale of two marathons yesterday up in Boston, and a near-photo finish, the closest since 1988. Kenya's Lawrence Torono outsprinted 2015 champion Lalisa Desisa of Ethiopia at the tape. Meantime, in the women's division, Worknesh Degefa became the third Ethiopian woman to win in the last 7 years. But unlike the contested men's finish, Degefa broke away early and ran alone for the final 20 miles. Last year's women's winner, American Desiree Linden faded to finish fifth. The Star-Spangled Banner was played at the podium, however, as 20-year-old Daniel Romanchuk became the first American to win the men's wheelchair race since 1993. So congratulations to everyone who finished, including seven-time NASCAR racing champion, the great Jimmie Johnson. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Napa Know How.
This month, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil plus a Napa Platinum Oil Filter for $21.98. That's a pretty unbelievable deal. But trust us, it's totally real. But only for a limited time. So get Napa Full Synthetic and a Napa Platinum Oil Filter for $21.98 today. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General state pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 4/30/19.
Here's an unfortunate fact that applies to most financial advisors. They're not legally required to act in your best interest. Creative planning is different. Our certified financial planner practitioners are always a fiduciary, which means they're required by law to always act in your best interest. Call 866-CREATIVE or visit creativeplanning.com to learn more. Investment strategies recommended by Creative Planning are not assured of earning a profit or avoiding a loss in declining markets.
Weather.
Chance for showers today. Delta and Grand Junction, high around 68, 65 in Montrose. Chance for showers 46 overnight. Tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny and 64. Sunny 67 Thursday. Good Friday, sunny and 75.
So excited to get things going. We might fall start.
It's the Jim Davis Show on Colorado Sports Leader. The Team.
Welcome back, 928, Jim along with the Buckeye Boy. Text or call the show, 970-242-1340. And joining us right now on the Grand Junction Chrysler team line, his softball team continues to roll. They have won 20 straight games, and they have a commanding lead in the RMAC. No doubt about that. The way they have played, it's been impressive this year. 33-3 on the season. Eric Kozel, the coach of the Colorado Mesa softball team, joins us. Eric, how are you doing today?
Not too bad. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you as well. Great weekend for your softball team this past weekend. You had games last weekend with CSU Pueblo and Regis. You had a pod series this last weekend over at Bergman Field. Finished the weekend 4-0, but really kind of one of the big highlights, though, was Mackenzie Surface, her second career no-hitter. Callie Jacoby, she hit a home run. And, of course, your 19th and 20th consecutive wins over Pueblo and Regis. But Mackenzie Surface, what a big effort for her to get her second career no-hitter.
Yeah, that was incredible to watch. We sensed it coming on as she was going, and you know, it's something that she's definitely worked hard for, and coming off of an injury last year, working hard all fall to get back into it, and then, you know, start of the season, not quite being ready yet and still really having to work hard. It's really, really good to see her come out and accomplish that meant a lot more than just the average no-hitter from any other pitcher out there. That one was well earned and hard work for.
Eric Kozel, coach of the CMU softball team, with us. Was it the classic nobody talk to her, nobody tell her what's going on? Did she know that she was throwing a no-hitter? How did you guys handle that in the dugout?
Well, we kept the routine the same, so definitely had when she came in, we go over, or our pitching coach and her go over with the catcher how to approach the next inning with the next hitters coming up, what was working that last inning, how to make adjustments on spin and technique to make sure when she gets back out there, she makes those adjustments. So kept that routine the same. But, you know, nobody really said anything until, of course, the last inning we had two of our players go, "Hey guys, she has a no-hitter going." Oh my god. You know, actually Kenzie came in after she completed the no-hitter. We were putting our gloves down because the game was over, giving her high fives, and she actually turned to one of the girls and said, "I heard you say that in the dugout while I was out there." So she with that type of curse on her too, she definitely pulled through.
Yeah, no, he heard it, but she's like, you know, I'm just going to block it out. I'm just going to block that out. I didn't hear that, right? Like when you're a little kid and you stick your fingers in your ears, you didn't want to hear something like that. Eric Kozel, coach of the Colorado Mesa softball team, joining us today. The win against CSU Pueblo, and really throughout the weekend, Lauren Wedman, she went 7-for-8 on the weekend. She had a really good offensive weekend for your team.
She stepped it up. We've had a player out there in the outfield due to injuries out there, and she's a freshman. She's a high quality player, and she stepped it up. She's taken over that role of being out there, and she's definitely focused. She definitely does everything that we ask her to do. She makes the adjustments. And she just did her job today or this weekend. I mean, she went up there with a purpose and executed that purpose. So I think the one time she got out was a little blue pop fly to the second baseman, and that was it. Everything else was on a line, and everything else was right where it needed to be. She was locked in all weekend, didn't strike out, had actually some walks. So it's really good to see her do that.
Eric Kozel, coach of the Maverick softball team, joining us today on the team. Your team right now, 48-5 overall, 33-3 in the conference. Colorado Christian, they're 30-8 in conference right now. Regis, 30-10. So you've been able to build up a nice lead here for the conference regular season championship.
Yeah, we're just mainly focusing on ourselves, though. There's been a few comments, you know, Colorado Christian's right behind you. You know, you guys, what, two games up or three games, 2.5, something? And it's like, yeah, well, we got to keep taking care of business. We're going to keep focusing on next pitch, next inning, next game, and winning that. And I think if we do that and we do a good job of that, we'll all that other stuff will take care of itself.
Eric Kozel joining us today, the coach of the Colorado Mesa softball team. The Mavericks are now 18-1 at home, and have won each of the last 14 in front of course, the fans at Bergman Field. You got the 20-game winning streak going on right now. And up next, it's UCCS on Friday and Saturday. Of course, we have Easter on Sunday, so that shifts those games to Friday and Saturday. And so you take on a UCCS team that's currently 22-18 in the conference right now and sitting in sixth place in the RMAC.
Yeah, they're a good team, actually. They're well coached. Ricky has good tight ship she runs over there. So they're not the lower teams in the RMAC. They're not one of those. They're definitely not somebody you can overlook.
And of course, that's on Friday and Saturday. Doubleheader starts at noon on Friday, 11:00 on Saturday. Before, as mentioned, Sunday is an off day because of Easter. And Mountain Lions, they do come in with the sweep of Black Hill State, but they haven't been particularly good on the road, Eric. They're just 2-11 away from Colorado Springs.
Yeah, that's something that I'm sure as a coach you get you real frustrated. I know that their field that they're on is turf, so maybe that has something to do with it. When they get off their turf, they might be a little different. But yeah, it was an interesting statistic to see there.
Well, hopefully the beat goes on for your softball team, 20 in a row, and looking to add a little more to that cushion atop the RMAC. Once again, noon on Friday over at Bergman, and then Saturday at 11:00, the Mavericks take on the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs. Eric, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on a very successful weekend this past weekend, and best of luck this weekend against UCCS.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Thank you. Eric Kozel, coach of the CMU softball team. Number 12 team in the nation heading into this last weekend, and they've just been on a roll, no doubt about that. All right, 9:35, Jim along with the Buckeye boy. Go back to the text line. Let's see what we've got here from Andrew. Give Cale Makar a contract extension. Just kidding. Kyle Freeland, Mikko Rantanen should get contract extensions. Lori, nope, I like Tiger a bunch. Okay, so Lori likes Tiger. She's not a anti-Tiger fan. Or a Tiger hater, I should say. But good to know more about the criteria. So
yeah, essentially, it's a reason to have a fancy party in the White House, for the most part. For any person.
Yeah, like, and I said, I think we're going to disagree on this. The timing, okay, maybe the timing's not the best. And certainly, I think the individual in the White House is polarizing, and that, I think, lends itself to either, depending on which way, blue or red, whichever way your political leanings are, are either going to be good or bad. And then Tiger Woods has his own personal baggage that he brings to the table as well, that makes you go, oh, man.
It's a unique set of circumstances.
Exactly. That makes you kind of go, look, he deserves to be there. Whether it should be right now, okay, I think I could debate that a little bit. I could see where you're coming from. Should he get it? Yeah. Jack has it. Arnie has it. They obviously waited a lot longer to get theirs.
Yeah.
You know, is that the...
You know, they were done.
But does that have to be the criteria that you have to be done? It doesn't say that. It is at the president's discretion, whoever that president may be, to decide if that individual deserves the Medal of Freedom or not. It's not the Hall of Fame. It's not like, okay, you have to be 5 years removed from playing. No, that's not part of the criteria. It is at their discretion. So is he going to be more deserving down the road than now? Maybe he might add to it. I don't think he can. He's not going to do it unless he does something personally horrific to the point it's O.J. Simpson-esque and you would never think about doing anything like this in a million years.
Yeah.
Well, then, okay, God forbid you'd hope that would never happen to somebody, Tiger Woods or anybody.
Anybody.
That'd be the direction they would go. You know, the Bill Cosby thing.
Yeah.
He got it before all the accusations came out and before he went to jail. I mean, going on what was known about him at that time.
Yeah, nobody's yanked him.
Bill Cosby deserved it at that time. And I think in the case of Tiger, he's, from what he's done on the golf course, he deserves to be there. Okay, 9:38. Got to move on here because it's time for the birthdays. Sean McKinney is going to step in today for Chris Hanks coming up in just a few minutes. All right, get to the birthdays. All right, start things out with celebrity birthdays today. Emma Watson from all the Harry Potter movies. Hard to believe she's 29 today.
Really?
Man, kids on that movie grew up fast. Leonardo da Vinci would have celebrated a birthday today. Let's see. Also, Seth Rogen with a birthday today. Have you seen the movie he's in with Charlize Theron?
No.
Where she's running for president. He's her speechwriter, and she was his babysitter when they were young. And it's like a rom-com thing with Charlize Theron and Seth Rogen, the couple in that film.
Weird.
Yeah.
She was his babysitter?
She was his babysitter. It wasn't like he was...
More weird?
She was like 5 or 6 years older than
her. Oh, okay.
It wasn't like she was... Yeah, it's... But yeah,
weird.
That's the premise of the movie, that she was his babysitter when he was a kid.
That guy needs a hit, too, because he hasn't had one.
He needs it. Emma Thompson, very talented actress. She is 60 today. Also celebrating a birthday today, let's see, Samara Wiley, who was on Orange is the New Black. She is 32. Let's see. I think that's pretty much it as far as
the
You got one? Okay, give me a couple.
John Cryer, okay. Martin Lawrence, their birthday is today. Selena, the late singer, portrayed by Jennifer Lopez.
See, Martin Lawrence, Will Smith, Bad Boys.
Bad Boys 3, yeah.
Bad Boys 3 is coming.
Rapper Akon, it's his birthday today.
All right, as far as your sports birthdays, happy birthday today to the Rockies. Nolan Arenado.
Yeah.
Nolan's birthday today. Also, Fernando Vina, Jim Longberg.
And we're dropping down.
You're going down quick. Basketball, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Medal of Freedom winner.
Yeah, and we're back up.
And we're back up. It's his birthday today. Football, Jonathan Vilma, the man who brought us the clothesline, the Lions Hall of Fame cornerback, Night Train Lane. And Bill Belichick celebrates a birthday today. And then that's it as far as your birthdays go. So Nolan and the Hoodie celebrate a birthday together. Doubt they're probably hanging out to do that.
I think they both like press conferences just as much.
I think so. All right, we will take a break. We'll come back. And Sean McKinney, assistant coach for the Colorado Mesa baseball team, Well, join us next on the Jim Davis Show on the team.
Here's the latest from the team sports desk.
Good morning, I'm Jim Davis. Nathan MacKinnon scored two power play goals, and rookie defenseman Cale Makar scored a goal in his first NHL game as the Avalanche dumped Calgary 6-2 last night at the Pepsi Center. MacKinnon scored two first-period goals and assisted on Makar's goal. This last week, Makar was playing for UMass in the NCAA National Championship game. Colorado leads the playoff series 2-1. Game 4 is tomorrow night in Denver, and the Team Sports Network will have it starting at 7:35. Tonight, the Nuggets look to even their playoff series with San Antonio. Pre-game at 6:35 tonight on the team. That's following Montrose and Grand Junction in high school baseball. That starts at 3:45 today. Antonio Cincitello was outstanding in his first start of the season. The Rockies 5-2 win at San Diego last night. Cincitello went 6 2/3 and gave up one run in his first start of the season. Rocks third baseman Nolan Arenado homered for the second straight game.
You know, one win is nice, but it's not a streak until you get two. So it was nice to get a nice little win streak going and against a good team that's playing well. So it was really nice.
Ian Desmond also hit a home run for Colorado as John Gray takes the mound tonight for the Rockies against the Padres. First pitch at 7:10. The Colorado Mesa baseball team is now the number one team in the latest collegiate baseball poll. The Mavericks move from second to the top spot after sweeping Adams State. CMU hosts New Mexico Islands in a four-game series that starts this Thursday. The team CMU Sports Network will have their Friday doubleheader starting at 12:45. And the CMU women's golf team is second to Maverick Invitational at the Golf Club of Redlands Mesa. Colorado Christian leads by 14 strokes. CMU's Ashlyn Kirshner is third after shooting a 4-76. It wraps up today at Redlands Mesa.
Hi, I'm Cliff Hawkins, Grand Junction Affordable Auto Sales. One of the things that makes us unique is our small-town atmosphere. We strive to build lasting relationships. We have many customers that have bought multiple vehicles from us over the years. Many of them have referred their family and friends our way. We're grateful for that. We look forward to having a lasting relationship with you.
Grand Junction Affordable Auto Sales, one block west of Mesa Mall on Patterson.
Grand Junction Affordable Auto Sales,
Spring is in the air, and Big O Tires is having their spring saving spectacular. Don't miss these great deals on high-quality tires and guaranteed auto service. Right now, take $20 off each preventative maintenance service or one-year alignment. That's $20 off each service. And if you need new tires, Big O has their buy three tires, get one free sale going on now. Save on select sets of four. But don't delay. These deals end Saturday. Big O Tires is the team you trust. Visit BigOTires.com for more savings.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Colorado's new U.S. attorney is encouraging law enforcement in the state to investigate opioid overdose deaths as homicides. Jason Dunn is also digging into data on doctors and nurses who prescribe unusually large quantities of opioid painkillers with an eye toward prosecuting them. Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper has raised a lot of money in his presidential bid, not even close, though, to most other candidates. Hickenlooper's $2 million compares with current frontrunner Bernie Sanders' $18.2 million. A 31-year-old man and his young daughter rescued safely after a night lost on the Colorado National Monument. Mesa County Sheriff's Office says the dad contacted family and said the two were lost in the area of Red Canyon Overlook. The rescue, including deputies, search and rescue, care flight, and monument rangers, found the pair around 3 o'clock yesterday morning. I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center.
The Jim Davis Show.
Well, it's amazing, and I love it.
On in Delta 102.1 and Montrose 100.1, the Team Sports Network.
Welcome back, 9:44. Jim along with the Buckeye Boy, and joining us right now, the Grand Junction Chrysler team line. Subbing today for Chris Hanks, but always a pleasure to have assistant baseball coach at Colorado Mesa, Sean McKinney, with us. Sean, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad to have you on, because lately Hanks has just been beating me up. I'm supposed to text him to remind him how to skip
it. Day off for Jim.
And I keep forgetting to text him early enough to make Skip happy. And so I appreciate getting a little bit of a breather here from you, unless you're planning on, you know, taking me up on the woodshed, man, and beating me up.
Just hammer him just for fun.
No, I mean, I'm a last-minute guy. I mean, you can count on me last minute. So I guess I'm just lucky to be on here and talking to two upstanding gentlemen like yourselves.
See, I like it.
I think you're on the wrong show.
Why can't we get this every week? Why can't we get this from Hanks? Wow.
I don't have the luxury that he has, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's just surly gruffness from Hanks, man. It's just always you It's just like it's warm, it's inviting from you, friendly. You play a mean axe. I mean, there's a lot of good things about you, man.
Don't make him surly. He won't be surly.
I'm not trying to make him surly.
You guys invite me on, and then you play some Godsmack before I come on. I mean, how could I be upset about that?
Exactly. See, we want to make you feel welcome, Sean.
We know these things.
We do. We want to make you feel welcome. Hey, first off, to the baseball team, congratulations on the number one ranking in collegiate baseball. So the rankings that really matter, that's the poll that really matters, and you guys have been sitting at number two for a while and now finally up to the top spot.
Well, thanks, guys. Yeah, I mean, it's great for the guys. You know, obviously those polls, you know, they don't really mean a lot yet. We definitely don't want to be number one now. We want to be number one at the end. But, you know, it helps with recruiting. It's great that we have that national recognition from a poll like collegiate baseball. And, you know, our guys are playing well. They're playing really hard. And, you know, they deserve that. But there's a lot of work to be done. And, you know, they know that. And we just don't put too much weight on that. We just try to, you know, concentrate on the next games we have coming up.
And also, it was a great weekend because you swept Adams State. And while you were doing that, you were able to move back into first place because of the series split between Dixie State and Metro State. So, Sean, that gets you guys back into first place in the conference, too.
Yeah, it's, you know, the RMAC is a tough conference, and it continues to get better every year. There's some really great coaches and some great players within the conference. And so, yeah, it gets more difficult every year. And so you're going to need some help from some other teams. And as we get down to these last three weekends, there's some really big series, not only for us, but for other teams in the conference. So it's going to get really exciting here towards the end.
Well, a guy that certainly had a big weekend for you at the plate was Tanner Garner. He finished the weekend going 9 for 11. He hit .818, a couple of doubles, a triple. He drove in 7. Tanner Garner was just red hot for the Maverick Bats this weekend.
Yeah, and it couldn't happen to a better kid and a better competitor. You know, he's a freshman, and he's done nothing but work hard all year and put himself in this position for him to be successful. So he's, you know, he's super competitive, a great kid, will do anything you need. And so, you know, we've been kind of sticking him in here throughout the year. He's been getting some time, and, you know, he's doing everything he can to win that job. And he sure did have a great weekend, and now he'll have a chance to back it up this weekend.
Sean McKinney from the Colorado Mesa baseball team with us today on the team. But you know, we go back, though, to how the series started with that opening win against Adams State, where you guys were able to go out and get the 12-0 victory. It was just from the jump, it was a really good start to the weekend against the Grizzlies.
Yeah, you know, it was. I mean, we came off a split down at Pueblo, which is always a very tough place to play. And so we had to just refocus our efforts. So we had a great week of practice. You know, guys got after it. They know what's at stake. They know how important each weekend is. And so, you know, I'm proud of the guys, the way they worked all week, and then they came out, you know, guns blazing. They hit the ground running and never really looked back the whole weekend. But it's all started Friday night. We had a great performance from A.J. Landis, who's a senior. A lot of this stuff starts with seniors and then works its way down. So, I mean, we got a great pitching performance, which sets the whole tone. And then, you know, the bats really came alive, and it was a great start to the weekend.
Sean McKinney, assistant coach for the Colorado Mesa baseball team, with us on the team. And now it's New Mexico Highlands. It starts on Thursday night because we have the Easter Sunday off. So it's a Thursday doubleheader on Friday, which we'll have on the Team Sports Network. And also wrap it up with Saturday's game against New Mexico Highlands. But they come in, Sean, 14-24. They're 7-17 in the conference. And they've had some guys that at the plate have had good seasons. Galen Young has already knocked in 34 this season. Jared Brown has 31 RBIs to his credit. Definitely from an offensive standpoint, that seems to be the strong part of the Cowboys baseball team.
Yeah, they're playing all right. I mean, they've got some pretty big wins throughout the year. They're going to be very tough. You know, anyone that comes into Grand Junction and has a chance to play in our stadium with the atmosphere that's created by all the fans and everyone, I mean, it's always going to be tough. I mean, we always get everyone's best punch each week, and we understand that. So, you know, Highland's going to come in here. They're going to be fired up, ready to play us. You know, that number one ranking probably helps that a little bit. They're probably excited to play against us with that. So, I mean, it's going to be tough, and it's going to be fun. And this is just a great time of year. It's starting to warm up. You know, we just got done with March Madness. Baseball's rolling. You got the NHL playoffs. I mean, a lot of exciting things going on. So, I mean, it's a great time of year, and it'll be nice and warm this weekend, I hope. And, you know, we'll get some fans out there, and it'll be a good weekend.
Yeah, particularly on Friday. It's supposed to be mid-70s, so it'll be a perfect day for baseball. Hopefully, starting with Thursday night's first game at 6:05. Sean McKinney with the Mavericks baseball team with us. You know, looking at their pitching, I mentioned the offense is the strong part of Highlands baseball team because they're pitching. Their ERA is a little over 8 right now. Their guys have kind of struggled on the bump this year.
Yeah, they have, and you know, it's you know, they'll get a good performance here and there, and you know, it starts with pitching. It's every baseball team, every level, and you know, if you run into a guy that's on it that night, I mean, he's tough to beat. You know, it's the only sport where you can have the exact same lineup but have, you know, get beat 20-0 or win 20-0, and the only guy that changes is the guy on the mound. So it's you never know what's going to happen. You know, like I said, they'll be tough. Anytime you get a guy that's rolling one night, it's tough to buy a base hit sometimes. So, you know, we're going to be ready to go. We're going to focus on our team as much as we can and getting our guys prepared for the weekend and get that first game on Thursday night.
All right, Sean McKinney with us. Of course, we'll have the doubleheader on Friday starting at 12:45 with the Mavericks and New Mexico Highlands. A question for you, because I know we've seen you play the national anthem before the Mavericks game on your guitar. Have you learned, look, I know you're busy coaching baseball, but have you learned any new songs?
I'm always trying to doodle around on the guitar. These past couple weeks, we've been pretty busy with traveling and whatnot, so I haven't learned any lately. You know, I always have to revert back to, you know, I just play some Metallica here and there, or, you know, Godsmack, something like that, Alice in Chains. I love that kind of music, so I'll pick some of that up. And you know, there's been some great concerts rolling through Grand Junction that I've been trying to go to as well. So, I mean, there's always new music, and as we get towards the end of the year and I might have a little bit more time, I'll be able to play a little bit more.
Yeah, all right. Avatar coming up in June.
I will absolutely be there.
Oh, I'm there. I already got my tickets.
Is there a chance we're going to hear you play the national anthem again this year?
I don't know that yet. I haven't been asked yet. So I don't know what that means.
Well, it's what's going on over there. They need to ask you to play, man. You were great the last time you did it.
It's I truly enjoyed doing that, and you know, what an honor it was to represent our university and do that for you know, all the veterans in our country. It's honestly one of my favorite songs. I mean, I love hearing it every time we play. I think it's a great tradition that always plays before games, and I was honored to play it, and I hope I get a chance to do it again sometime.
You know, I think another Mavericks game would be great, but I'm going to work as your agent here. We need to book you for JUCO.
Yes.
You should play the national
Monday
anthem at JUCO.
Monday night fireworks.
That'd be fantastic if you did that.
I would absolutely do it if I was asked, and you know, I'd definitely have to get practicing again, but it's a great song, and I love to do it. And I do it in my home in front of no one or in front of the JUCO fans. I do it in front of anybody. So.
Of course. We'll have
to get you some flights, though.
Yeah, but for Sean, yeah. I mean,
the team may be in North Carolina.
Yeah, as much as it'd be great to have you here playing the national anthem that weekend, yeah, we hope it's Cary, North Carolina, the place you're at with the baseball team in the World Series. So. But,
yeah, every year we talk about that. You know, people ask if we're going to JUCO or, you know, if we'll be able to do some recruiting there. And, you know, each year I have to tell them, no, I hope not. And they look at me funny. But, yeah, it's that's during our World Series. And so there's nothing better than, you know, being at our own World Series. And, hopefully I can miss JUCO. But if we happen to be here, then I'll be at those games because it's just great to watch baseball.
All right, Sean. Always good to talk with you. We'll see you soon.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on. You guys have a great day.
You too. Sean McKinney joining us today.
See, yeah, Sean just needs to bring the axe to every game, just in case. You know, malfunction, no mic, sick singer,
yeah,
stage fright, whatever. Just bring along the old six string there to every game. Take it on the road with him. Do a couple road shows.
I think it'd be fantastic if that was the case.
You get out early enough on your Saturday doubleheader somewhere, you know, hit up a little open mic night, make some cash.
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Why not do that? Yeah. Well, the hell we're we're planning Sean's life, you know, outside of baseball.
You mediate him, I'll be the tour manager?
Okay, yeah, we could do that, sure. I like that, yeah. We should do that. All right, I want to thank Sean McKinney for coming on today, kind of last minute. We appreciate Dave Yonke also getting him on today as well. Let's get to a little garbage time.
We're taking out the trash. It's garbage time on the Jim Davis Show on the team.
Oh, nope, that's not the one I wanted to play. That's the one I wanted to play. There we go. That's the one. Did you see this thing with Draymond Green's mom?
No.
On Twitter, his mom's Mary Babers.
This can't get, be
getting
good.
This like Twitter war over, you know, just they blew a 31-point lead against the Clippers last night. She hit the retweet button a bunch of times, including several tweets that were critical of Kevin Durant or Steve Kerr.
Shocking.
After they lost last night.
A couple of quick baseball notes. Yu Darvish smoked three guys with a 99-mile-an-hour heater. Hit the batter, hit the catcher, hit the home plate ump. Ugh. And that, he hasn't done it twice like Steven Strasburg did, but that's still pretty BA. And also Christian Yelich. I think the Cardinals are done.
They're sick of seeing that guy. And how about Yasiel Puig? Hello to his old teammate, Clayton Kershaw, with a bomb. But Kershaw really had the last laugh.
Yeah, he did.
All right, that's our show for today. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Don't forget, Ryan Harris will join us tomorrow, the former Bronco, at 9:15 to talk draft, and hopefully Connor McGahee tomorrow as well. We'll see you then. 7 to 10, the Jim Davis Show on the team.